Hi, my name's Clarence.
Oh, that's
awesome. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses, when people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night. They started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say, and now with all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to on Sunday night at 6 p.m. What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for three irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
Welcome to week 102.
Week 102 of What
wow.
the Hell? Does
you
that mean that, is this the big celebratory one?
No. That's actually New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is the one.
Are we on
John
the air?
K is with
check?
It.
Are we on the air?
Hello.
Are we live? Because remember last time we were on the air and we thought we were and,
damn,
and it all got fucked
go
up and...
Wait a second. This is
who
week
says you can't drink?
I can bring booze to What the Hell?
Yes.
Woohoo! I intend to.
I don't give a fuck. I'll be making fun of you guys.
Is it going to be like a 6-hour marathon? We go right to midnight and
the
way through?
It'll be 6 to 9, regular, and then we'll go on around midnight, our time.
I see.
That's the plan. We'll just have some fun out there.
Party chase him.
Because it's Sunday night, New Year's. So it all works out really well. We are on the air.
We are.
It's
we are
good. Not like last time where they listened to 10 minutes of silence.
And
they weren't really that upset, which was quite disappointing.
And before we do anything else tonight, it's time to blade each other.
Blade each other.
Okay, time for the first blade. I'll throw the first knife. Sim,
yes.
Is brainwashing done?
I'm just not releasing it for another day or so.
Right on. Okay, so I've done my half.
This way it'll do better in your ankle market.
I've regionally encoded it.
Oh, have you?
I'm releasing it in the Asian market first and then bring it to North America.
First zone.
So you can do the tour in Asia.
Okay.
We'll get more money that way.
Good.
Yeah.
So that'll be all good. There'll be like all of six people at the thing because I don't speak Chinese. And
not
mind
mine.
You,
we'll have a translator.
Yeah, our transcribers
like
are so
anyway.
Slack. Those guys who transcribe, they only transcribed it in English. Like how slack is that?
Oh, I know.
Oh
I know
God.
what's going on there.
Oh my
Desmond
God.
Desmond is Dak is
well,
back.
Hello.
Dak is back from sensitivity training.
Yeah, right.
We hope he's better. They've
Fuck
said
everybody.
He's better.
Yeah, no, they've never said he's better. They gave us our money back and asked him not to tell anybody.
That's right.
So it's all good.
We've accepted him back.
We've
anyway.
Accepted him back, provided he's a good Dak. Otherwise, I'll turn this mic sideways and shove it up his ass.
Ooh, would
bad
you?
Dak. Bad Dak.
Dak, once again, is out on the streets because of cutbacks in the Canadian healthcare system. That's right. The mental health facilities were not capable of holding him, so now
he's
out.
Actually, I'm in a coffee shop today, and the Santa Claus comes walking in, and he's like, "Oh, hi there!" And I'm like, "Ah," and I'm like, "Is this like a guy who's paid to do this, or is this like a crazy fucker?" And he's like, "Merry Christmas!" And I'm like, Merry Christmas to you, right on. I'm like shaking his hand. I'm like. Well, he's about 250 pounds. I'm about 250 pounds. I mean, me and Santa, I mean, there's a video. Hey, there's some capture stills. Get Mars down there. We'll do some shots. Me and Santa fucking rolling around a big bloody fist.
Have you seen those Sony ads? You can't actually see them on the air anymore, but they're on adcritic.com. They're a series of Sony ads featuring a couple of rednecks who kidnap a department store Santa Claus thinking he's an actual Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
And they're like beating the shit out of him.
No.
They're like taking money out of his wallet.
I think
they're playing practical
the
jokes
video
on him.
From Nine Inch Nails and or the broken video with a Santa. And, you know, I got the voice inside your head. Ho, 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 ho. You know, it'll just be fucking mighty. We can, like, have that shit happen. So
they never play that commercial over here in North America.
which
the Santa getting beat up, or is it a North America one?
It's a North American ad, and they got it pulled because the thing at the end is just like, you know, what does it say? We have Santa, buy stuff at SonyStyle.com, or there will be no Christmas. It's like
Coca-Cola probably got pulled.
Small children will see that as a threat. Small children will be highly concerned.
Well, God knows the amount of influence small children have.
Parents who have to deal with a screaming hysterical child for one or two nights? Hell yes.
I'm sorry. I'd like to introduce you to your forearm. At the end of
your forearm, you have
a hand, which can be swung back and forth at varying velocity.
But think of it this way, dude. You're trying to sell electronics, and instead you piss people off. Great marketing strategy.
Well, so
I know. Child abuse. You can just say, hey, turn the television off if you don't like what's on it. These are rednecks.
What?
They have to turn a dial.
Turn off the television?
They didn't even graduate from elementary school, some of these people.
The point I'm trying to make is never fucking know when these ads are going to be on. If they put these things on an hour when there's going
to
be...
Don't listen to them, television.
...is watching TV. It's just fucking marketing suicide. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to touch on that thing about the whole child abuse thing. I don't know about you, but it's like what Dennis Leary said. I got the living shit kicked out of me by my parents, and I'm looking forward to kicking the fuck out of my kids.
Well,
you know
pass
what I mean?
It on
it's
down.
Like, I'm not saying you should take your kid and chain him up in the basement, you know, and like, you know, feed him.
There are limits.
You know, there are limits. You're not like, well, Johnny, you spilled paint in the garage again. Time to go back in the paint amplifier. You know, no.
But nowadays, it's not.
You know, that's not what happens, you know.
It's not politically correct to even touch your child.
Like, I want yellow pop tarts.
Sean, apparently some guy beat his kid with a rod because apparently it's in the Bible. So it was like,
yeah, spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yeah.
So
what rod? Like rebar or
no,
what?
No. Like a small wooden rod, no thicker than his thumb. And they took the kid away and shoved him in fucking jail.
Oh, well, groovy. They can't take the kids away if they don't find the body, do they?
No.
You have children?
I don't remember that.
What's all these safety sheets? Safety sheets, I don't know. That was in the car when I got it. I like toys.
I guess your advice falls a little short for people who love their children.
I love my child. Well, I don't have a child. But I'm building little robots now out of Lego Mindstorms, and they're going to be my kids.
You love them a lot.
I love them a lot, you know. And
I'm sure Astro Boy will be thankful.
Try to take away Sean's Lego Mindstorms. He'll probably react pretty much like
that. That's pretty bad. Touching on that, I got a fucking rank addiction going on. People are like, where's New Blood? Where's New Blood? Fuck off.
I got Lego.
Lego Mindstorms. I cracked the box. I've had the box for like a month, right?
No, like 3 months, actually.
Shut up. Okay, yeah, it's been 3 months. Anyway, but I've been so fucking crazy.
Was it that dusty?
It was pretty bad. So I got to go down to Geeks, right, on Saturday, and I'm like, okay, Geeks, that's it. I'm bringing Lego Mindstorms with me down to the shop. I'm going to crack this fucking box.
Because what are they paying you for, anyways?
And at this point, I'm like, okay, well, whatever. And the kind of the new thing, sort of that new thing shiny has worn off. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have got this Lego Mindstorms thing. I mean, it was $300. Fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, I'm like, I suppose I should fuck with it a little bit. And if I don't like it, then I can give it to my nephews or something like that. You know, it's a cool
thing. Two weeks later.
No, fuck that. That was yesterday, okay?
Oh.
So I'm like, all right, whatever.
Where'd Sean go?
So I'm on their multimedia computer there, and I'm like all fucking installing the fucking IR port, the whole nine yards, right? So it's 6 hours later. Sean's like going through all the labs and everything, trying to figure out how to do the RCX, which is like totally written in full on Luddite, like how to teach a Luddite. This is a robot. A robot. Oh my God. R-O-B-O. No.
Written for small children. Yeah.
No, I don't do the fast forward thing because it'll start with, this is Lego. Lego is plastic. And if you skip one, the next thing that happens is, and then you take the quantum diagram, Quanta, I'll be like, fuck!
I missed
and you have to go back. And you're like all fucked up like February. And you're like, how do they get from L-E-G-O to quantum?
If you want to talk about Lego Mindstorms, Mindstorm Echo has some. So...
Oh, does he?
Talk with him if you want.
I saw like
and
an
we know
ad
he can write code.
Pass
like,
one,
like
pass one down.
There's like an ad which is like for Lego Mindstorms where there's like this diabolical looking machine torturing some poor hamster in a hamster wheel. So, you know, Frederick was getting a little chubby or something like that.
No, I'm sorry. That's a little wrong. But
as opposed to what you're recommending doing to small
children. Yeah, it's all right to beat your children, but don't torture the hamster.
That's a totally different route.
Hey, whoa.
You ever squeeze one real hard?
Whoa.
They poop.
I'm just saying. If your kid did something wrong,
that explains Hampstead's poor traumatized expression back when I was a child, though, doesn't it?
Hampstead's? Your hamster's name was Hampstead?
I was fucking 6 years old. What do you expect?
Hey, I did all sorts of things to Hampstead which explain that traumatized look. The squeezing
that way
of
had no
was
fur?
Completely different.
Why is Hampstead losing his fur and claws?
Like
where did you...
Inches wide?
www.realhamster.com. Yeah. That's all I have to say about that.
That's good.
That explains the razor and the last KY
one,
one more joke, he'll pop. Okay.
We are broadcasting at 56K tonight.
Are we?
Yes, and 24.
Does that mean we're coming through loud?
Speed.
Loud and proud, treetop, tall,
in
wall to wall.
Stereo.
Really? In stereo?
In stereo.
Stereo.
Look at
whoa,
that.
Whoa,
I'm in the
whoa,
left.
Whoa,
I'm in the right.
Whoa, whoa.
Isn't that amazing?
Hey, you should have it. You should have it so that you're on the left. Can you make it so you're on the left and I'm on the right?
That would suck.
Why?
It would
why? It's like
fuck.
Bob Doug McKenzie.
It
could. I have to be on the left.
We'll do it for about one
we'll do
second.
It for a little while, see if they like that. So
there you go.
People will be like in their headphones. Like,
people are like, what's going on? Epileptic seizure.
You know, by the end of the night, their left ear will be really, really sore.
It starts sounding
yeah,
like
it's going to be Sean
it starts
in
like
the right ear.
Like those old Beatles songs where you have like all the instruments in one ear and all the voices in the other, and it's just disorienting.
Yeah, and you can play like all
back
these
stereo
backwards stereo music. Watch. Who's done that? Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd, Wizard of Oz thing.
We all did it at your house.
Yeah, we all did
it. I want to do that.
We did it at my house, and it actually works pretty well.
For like about the first like 15 minutes of the movie, it works fucking perfect.
No, I think it works a little bit longer than that, actually. It kind of fades off a little bit further on.
It depends on if your CD player is calibrated, right? Because I've heard some CD players like go into like retail stores sometimes. And you can tell their CD players are just fucked because you know that the song is playing like two keys lower than it's supposed to be. And
well, I don't buy
player?
CD players. CD
well,
players,
wow. Whatever the hell it is, you know, maybe they're running.
I guess they can be tuned. There are multiple speeds.
They use like a non-crystal oscillator for timing, so you know it depends on how they set the dial inside.
Fuck that.
It's true. You can have 10% variation on them.
No, that's great, but
on
fuck that.
Ones.
I'd be like, no.
That's why you go out and spend like a whole ton of money on a really good quality CD player, so it doesn't suck.
So Big Pipe is broadcasting at 56K, and there's also a Live 365, which I don't know what the address is, so if you find it, great. And all the rest are still at 24K.
Sim, is this
yes.
now
at 24K?
Actually look different than it has been the last couple
this
of weeks.
This screen?
Yes.
No, doesn't look any different.
Yeah,
you just haven't been here. This screen?
Yeah, it's white.
White. Wasn't it black? Wasn't it black and the writing was all white?
No.
That was
your laptop. Okay.
Oh, maybe it does. I have reinstalled.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
That's what it is, yeah. So
and
let's go around the room.
Let's go around
who's here?
The room tonight.
Who is here tonight?
First in the room tonight, looking very Christmassy, we have the girl on the left.
Hello.
Notice
in green and red.
Notice
yeah,
the
Christmassy
non
colors.
Notice the non-pale lips. Very ruby. Make a kissy face. Oh, there you go. Oh yeah. Betty Boop call.
There you go. That's going on the
and complimentary
back.
Colors too.
Okay.
My goodness, this is Anki. Thanks.
Anki.
Sis, you're dressed like a whore.
Oh yeah, right.
Wow, the only person
yeah,
in the room who can say that.
Yeah, those turtlenecks. They're really racy.
Oh yeah.
Japan.
All the hookers are wearing them nowadays. The turtleneck.
Because
that's right.
Cause
it's fucking five below.
All right, and then we go over to Private Drexel with his uber cool headphones,
listening in FM
I'm
stereo.
Drexel.
Yeah,
you can't hear me because my mic isn't loud enough.
I can hear you just fine.
And then we have over to Ronan Medic.
Your mic is off.
So it is.
Yes.
Explains why I've been so quiet.
All right, and then over to 200% Sexy Projectile Bomber Man.
PBM.
Oh, my God, did you shave?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, I did.
Is that because there's a president been elected or what?
Bike. What happened?
Well, you know, I was leaning into this razor, and it just went all wacky.
Oh, yeah.
It went wacky.
It went
wacky. You call wacky when it shaves the hair off of your face.
It went bad.
Depends.
That's what a razor gone wacky is.
What if he was brushing his teeth with an electric one and it
Hello.
Wasn't saving his face?
Well,
then
that
we
would be wacky.
Uncle Dak, your old Uncle
the
Dak.
The Dak is back.
You may not recognize him without the white hood. And then we have over to yours truly.
Jesus, what is that bloated thing?
Yes, it would be my head, overfed by ego. Sean Kennedy, the fucking man in the house.
You betcha.
Just trying to the Duke will die before these eyes, and he'll know. Anyway, so all I need is one little guy to come here with a bad mohawk, and I'll pull his heart plug and do some bad shit while the camera pans on the other people watching.
And there's Sumerian.
And there's Sumerian looking very sexy. Oh,
you betcha.
Having
difficulty
sexy.
Finding the not too dark so position tonight.
It's very difficult.
But normally you get it, but tonight you failed.
Did I?
Yes.
I thought it was okay for there. Oh, well.
Oh, well, what the fuck?
I'll digitally alter it later.
Yeah, I will digitally enhance. Enhance.
Enhance. Enhance. Zoom in. Enhance.
Zoom in. Enhance. Enhance. Enhance my pants.
Ah.
Not possible.
Your pants. What are you doing?
Dropping things all over.
Oh, you're all
very
over the place. Oh my God, you're out of control. So back to my Lego Mindstorms experience.
Oh God.
More me.
It's the Lego Mindstorms, man. This fucking shit is awesome. Like, I crack open the case, I'm like total crack addiction. I'm like, I go to bed, I'm like staring at the ceiling. I can't fucking sleep. I drop Hammer off at the airport, 7:30. I'm right back on. I've been on the fucking Mindstorms for like 9.5 hours. I'm like, oh, okay, this is how the gearing works. I gear it so high that I'm like, the wheels can't turn because the power is too much with no stress on them at all. Like, just free. It's like, and the wheel would, like, go backwards in time if it spawned any faster. So I'm like, okay, so I gear it all down. I make it so that it actually will do its maximum speed. And I turn the thing on. The whole thing is going so fast it, like, flips itself onto its back and explodes. I'm like, okay, this is why I don't weld. And then I, like, make one for poor Adrian. She's, like, running around the house. She's like, da-da-da-da-da-da, doing stuff. All of a sudden, this little robot goes, and it was perfect. You know, you're sitting there, you hear this, and she looks down, and she's in this hallway. And the hallway
microphone.
Does a 90. And, you know, it. So she's sitting there, and she's doing something. She hears this, and I can hear her stop. And it goes, and the little robot just goes and stops perfectly in the middle of the hallway. Right, so she's looking out, and it's sitting there, and it turns towards her slightly. So she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, nothing, it just got away. And when you have the Lego Mindstorms, right, they have like 6 different programs, so you can cycle through them. So you go program 1, program 2, program 3. So I turn it off, turn it on while I'm like altering the essential structure of the robot, right? So I'm like, sitting there altering it, and I put it on my desk, and of course, you're like forcing it, because, you know, you change anything on Lego, the whole goddamn thing disassembles, you gotta squeeze it. Well, as fate would have it, the on button is a fucking button, which means that you are squeezing it, and the fucking thing turns on, right? So I'm like, beep, and it hits the run button, and it's like, and it fucks off all over my desk, and it's like knocking my joystick off, and I'm like, mad robot!
How much power do those things have? Quite a bit, or...
Well, it's not like it's going to wreck my house or something. Yeah. It's not like, what happened to your arm? I was playing with Lego Mindstorms, got a little bit crazy, you know. But it's enough to... Like, it's a bunch of AA batteries, right? But the thing is, like, if you have it on your desk,
yeah,
and it fucks off, it's definitely strong enough to knock just about anything off your fucking desk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're sitting there, and you don't want to... You've put 7.5 hours... Because what you do is you build a basic, you know, sort of land-wheeled robot. And you're like, let me just modify this slightly. Well, it's 5 hours later, and there's not a single component that was original there, and you totally outfucked this thing. Mine looks like a dragster now. I'm working on steering linkage, right? I'm serious. That's what I'm, like, obsessing over is, must make steering linkage. So I'm, like, totally got this thing going. And if it breaks, I'll never be able to put it back together the way it was.
Digital camera. You have a digital camera. Where's the problem?
I'm focused. I'm not thinking about it. I'm just making one little change. I'm just going to make one little change. I'm just going to make one little change 6 hours later. I'm just going to make one little change.
Ongoing project.
One little change here. I don't seem to have any more plastic in the box. Honey, is Toys R Us still open? I have to get an IR sensor. And so it's like totally brutal. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. So it's
You have an addictive personality.
Oh, fuck, it's bad. But it's so cool. You can make like a little, like the one I want to make is going to look for darkness. So to, like, run around my house and hide underneath furniture and shit.
So it's like it's the equivalent of a digital cockroach.
Thank you. That was exactly what I said.
Precisely.
Congratulations. You reinvented the cockroach.
And if I could get a latex body cover for it, like from Toys R Us, that looks like a big cockroach, I will, and I'll have it run around my house.
How cool is that in the middle of the night?
No
you
way,
get
man.
Up and go to the kitchen, you turn on the light, and the thing scurries out. What the hell was that?
You know? And then all I got to do is I'll just get my X10 system, put a wireless camera on it, hook up to my webcam.
That's how you scare people from, if you know, you try to get rid of people that are hanging around as guests too long in your apartment, you bring them into the kitchen, they see those big-ass
fucking cockroach they ever seen. I didn't think they came that big. Oh, yeah, well, you know, we went on a trip to Mexico. And
we genetically
modified. It's because of my job, you know, I'm always bringing little radioactive things home.
Yeah.
That's one of the small ones. They're cute at this stage.
I feel so sorry for my fiancé. I know how to weld.
You can make it out of metal.
Well, the thing is, like, I finally geared it down so this thing doesn't flip on its back, and I, like, move the wheels back so that the whole thing doesn't, like, dragster right out. And, of course, the first thing I do is I make it so that it can move, but I don't configure any of the sensors, right? So I'm like, turn it on. Off it goes. It's like, smash! Atomizes into the wall. And I'm like, ah! Fuck! Right? And my wife's like, oh, that's really good, honey. Shut up. You know, she's trying to be all encouraging.
Trying to be supportive.
She's trying to be supportive.
Really hard to be supportive.
Nothing worse than someone who has no idea what the fuck you're doing trying to be supportive. You know what I mean?
They're trying to be supportive, but it comes out as a kind of glib sarcasm.
Oh, no, she was being sarcastic.
Even when they're trying to be supportive, it can still sometimes come out as glib sarcasm.
It can. They're like, whoa.
That was great.
That was great. Does it do anything else other than fly
into
pieces?
Little bits, are those little bits going to get stuck in my... am I going to be stepping on those things for a week now? Oh, that's going to hurt.
No, that's mom. I remember that because I used to play with Lego as a kid. I didn't have an RC.
We both played with Legos as children, actually.
We had elastic bands, though. You can do amazing things with Lego and elastic bands.
Oh, they come with... Mindstorms comes with them. They come with elastic bands because you need them for the...
Wow, you can get elastic bands from Lego?
Well, they're...
Special Lego elastic bands.
Special Lego, and they're actually better than regular elastic bands.
Go figure.
But anyway...
When I was a kid, we used to... my father...
When you were a kid, dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Well, according to Stockwell Day, yes, they did.
Slam!
That had to hurt.
But, when I was a kid, my father worked at Macy's and Gimbel's. He was a buyer for both of them across the street. So whenever they would have a broken box of Lego that was in the thing, somebody would partially open one of these things.
Oh,
no,
my God.
My father would bring this home. So I had...
I don't walk in your house without my shoes on ever.
Yeah.
Crunch, 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 crunch.
You wonder why the toilet seat goes down?
You probably had more Lego, like... stuck in the carpeting.
No, we fortunately had linoleum for all of the house, so it was actually
nice.
Very easily to find.
That's great. Slip, hi, honey, I'm... crunch, smush!
Wow, that makes it only that much more painful.
Yeah, exactly. The answer to broken Lego on the floor is... more Lego. You can make a Lego Mindstorm droid that will systematically scrape your floor.
So
look for pieces.
Yeah. No. Well, just you can put down black electrician's tape on the floor, Agent.
Did you ever have any family that was related to like Cold War buying?
So
Agent bombs, more bombs.
So I had a steamer trunk filled with Lego. We're talking.
Wow.
So
that's like too much.
But what
Lego.
Happened to it?
So, well,
that's
when
a fortune.
I moved.
Lego.
I wasn't. We're not going to take like 400 pounds of
you
Lego.
Have any
yes, you are.
How much that's fucking...
That'd be the first thing I pack.
It's only like $300 a pound.
It never wears out. It's not. It doesn't degrade.
I know.
We still got our Lego.
No, we
don't. Yeah. No, it's still in that basement somewhere. I think it's still in that basement.
So my mom goes out. One of my friends gracefully gives me a package of firecrackers. So I decide to build a scale model of the Empire State Building.
Every one scale model.
One to one.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Every single fucking piece of Lego in the entire box is gone. It's in this building, which is... I had to actually build it in sections. I discovered I had to build part of it and then climb on top of the chair so I could put the top part.
That's a lot of Lego.
Yeah, it was over my... It was taller than I was.
Wow.
So I then placed...
Colors right?
What? No, I didn't. I just at that point there was no point. It was just the shape was the general thing. Then I place the firecrackers inside the bottom of the thing, go and get every pillow in the entire house, build myself a little sandbag.
Shit, man.
Go put my army helmet on, light the fuse, jump behind the...
That's really dangerous because
That's the equivalent of the duck and cover under your desk to save you from nuclear blastage.
Pillow sandbag. You know, defensive area with the helmet.
That's
sufficient to save yourself from Lego shrapnel.
Absolutely.
As long as you
got got two chairs with a blanket and some books holding it down your
so
bed.
Much safe. Were you
I
using
so
dynamite?
Much better that it has the private directorial seal of approval.
You were using firecrackers. What the fuck are you expecting?
Firecrackers inside the house!
Okay, look.
That's a very vague term.
You're a girl, so that's enough said right there. And I've blown up lots of shit with firecrackers.
Yeah.
And blown up in the house, outside the house. It doesn't make any difference. They're simply not that powerful.
Drexel. Firecrackers is a very general term.
This is true. I pulled off firecrackers.
Technically firecrackers.
Which are?
Quarter sticks are technically firecrackers.
Quarter sticks are technically firecrackers.
Yeah, we had those when we were in Germany, with these big fucking cigar-sized firecrackers. A cigar box full of them. We dropped one in by mistake and ran around the corner, stuck our heads out, machine gun blast going off. And we used to stick them in the tailpipe of a model airplane, throw it up in the air and watch it explode. Yeah, it was excellent.
Well, the thing goes off. The building stands there. The whole bottom section is blown out. The thing stands there for a second. I kind of peek up, collapses in on itself, explodes. There's shrapnel thrown everywhere across the entire house. Right at that moment, my mom opens the door and goes, "What the hell was that?" She looks over. Here I am with the in pillow entrenchment, the army helmet on, and a huge cloud of gun smoke.
And taking on trying to figure out what's going on here.
And Lego spread over the four corners of the earth.
No, you just wait. You just wait when about 10 years from now, when the Lego Mindstorms the next generations come out, like right now we just have Robotics Invention System 1.5. Wait until like 6.8 comes out, and people will be like, "Go to your room. Your dad will be home soon." The kid will be like, "Okay." Automatic defense is on. Dad comes in. It's like, bang! What happened? I don't know. He built thing. He downloaded from the web. We've seen this before. Can you get it off of his face? We killed the last three dads. You see this tendril here? It goes around the neck. It's from a Geiger drawing. Yeah,
it falls off after about a week.
It falls off about a week, and then it gives birth to more Lego. It's the genetic Lego attachments for a home genetics kit for Lego. Yeah, it's pretty bad. But he dies with a yellow face and a big smile, so it's not so bad, really. You know, he looks good for the funeral.
His hair comes right off.
And he's happy man. He's sad man. He's angry man. You know, so it's pretty brutal. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So
wow, man.
Just remembering the little antennas that came with the space kits and setting those up on the front of a fortress once with little Lego heads sitting on the top.
That's really brutal.
Fuck, I miss Lego.
I just remember...
Laugh quietly.
I just remember fighting over that one little yellow... the one little green transparent one, which was like the little button pushing...
As we move right along from the Lego stuff.
I was younger, okay? I could never compete with this guy.
In the RC, we get a little bit of recognition and for
right,
showing up.
All right, we got Sumerian, Emilio, Smokehouse, Echo, Mista Echo.
Mista Echo.
Mista Echo. Shovel, Artemis, and Lathe, Battlewax, Haze, Soul Raper, Pseudo, Nightfall, Dark Nightfall, Jonath Moore, Live, Pele, Dirch, Red Nose, Decker, Falsey Glitz, Linux, Forensic, Red 5, Xmas Sucks, Gargoyle, Breaker 1, Josh Hay, Snake, Babs, Integrity, Rooster, Simplex, Rom, 25, Today. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Holy Dio, Temple Knight, Cyber Samurai, Rastakalkov, Knobjob, The Midget, Kurt Burt, Mistletoe, Romeo, Christmas, Yig, The Slayer of Plankton, Infolute, Kexler, Santa's Elf, Terrell, Tenchi, Y2 Karma, Zerstor, Quoth, Agnostic, Sexy Star Kitten, what the fuck?
Star Kitten.
Sneezing Starfish, Soylent Zero, Vampire Drizzt, Vampire Test Subject, Zandad, Zenobi, and Logan.
Logan.
Low is gone.
Word of advice, folks, if they've already read past your letter, don't bother trying to join the IRC in time.
That's right. Oh, don't change your name either. And add a Z in front of it so you get it twice. We're going to do the news.
What the fuck?
Jeez. It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on.
It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
All right. So, the first story, I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself think.
No, I pressed a little knob on my headphones.
Oh, somebody's
and
calling.
It's all fucked up.
Is it time to call in yet?
I don't fucking
think
so.
No, but it's only
so.
One ring, so very
it's
interesting.
Local.
It's local. That's not any better. Oh, that's better. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this? It's somebody who didn't want to be on Rant Radio.
Click.
That's too bad. It's very
important. Carpet cleaning?
Yeah, it could be carpet cleaning. Hi, we're the carpet cleaners.
You need your carpet cleaned.
We have a special deal.
Do you...
I'll call you right back.
Yeah. Do you know where your kids are? This is posted on The Cult. And I think we've visited this one before. To many parents, it may be a dream. A little gadget that can track where your child is at all times.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
To many,
I think this is a good thing. There's a few things I'm concerned about, but I think it's good.
To many kids, it may be a fun thing. Their own cell phone, complete with a backpack shaped like a stuffed animal, to house the global positioning technology that makes it all happen.
You bet.
So it's geared towards, it's marketed for children, I guess.
For minors, yeah.
For minors.
For young kids.
I think I was already... I already heard about something like this.
There's a series of projects in Europe that are going this way.
No, there's something. There's actually something more. There was the UBC Dean of Sciences. I went and she did a talk, and she was describing they're working on GPS devices that are small enough to fit in like the plastic end cap of a shoelace.
That's nothing. Have you heard of Digital Angel? Same idea.
Yeah.
Protect your kids. Needs to be surgically implanted, though.
Well,
not
then it's there for
the
good, right?
Digital Angel.
Well, the only problem with implanting capsules like that, one thing they've learned from the sort of contraceptive capsules is that it's a lot easier to put them in than it is
to take them out.
Oops,
well,
why
would you want to take them out? What if you ever get lost in the woods?
What if they break?
First of all, who gives a fuck about a small scar? Okay, it really doesn't mean shit.
It could be a pretty fucking big scar.
Well, it's not like the thing's the size of, like, say, you know, your fist.
Think of it, dude. You put it in a small child, and it takes up a whole lot more surface area. That scar grows over time, perhaps, as the child grows.
Life's hard.
That's why you don't implant it in the body. You drill out a tooth and put it in there.
Yeah, that's right. The diamonds are safe, you little fuck. No, what I'm saying is, like, okay, first of all, a lot of people are like, oh my God, they can track
them.
Okay,
good idea.
I think it's a bad idea. If the people, like, if there's, like, a central database where everyone's tracked, that's a bad idea.
You fucking bet there would be, though.
But, let's not jump to a conclusion. I'm saying that is a bad idea. Yes, absolutely. But if there's some kind of massive encryption key you can get where there is only, like, the parents are the only people, period, authorized to know where that minor child is, okay? And I don't think it should be surgically implanted. I think you should maybe put it in their shoes. One in their watch, maybe in a necklace, maybe your glasses,
mm-hmm.
something like that, okay? Something the child is going to have with them. Because I guarantee you that if your child goes missing and you're like, you know, Sean, oh, that's a terrible thing. I don't want my child GPS tracked, you know, even though I think it's all bad. And I were to go and put that GPS chip somewhere on the child and give him, like, some toys
or
something.
You'd find him.
And I go find him. And I managed to save that kid's life. I mean, that's like it's like the argument against weapons in the house. You know, the wife says, no weapons in the house! Yeah, well, when my 16-year-old daughter is in the next room and I hear five guys kick in my front door and I pull a 12-gauge out from underneath the bed, she's not going to be complaining too much. Okay?
Well,
it's the end justifies me. Now, if there is a central database, bad idea.
I do agree that these things can be... You know, having it, if you can put it in, like, a watch or glasses or something like that.
I don't think it's a good idea to have something like this.
And if it can only be accessed by the parents, and if the child if the thing is not, like, imposed on the child when the kid's old enough, like, you know, if you're talking about because you know that what people are going to want to do is, you know, if they have a rebellious 14-year-old kid or 16 or 17 or whatever.
They cut it out.
You know that there's going to be attempts to, like, you know that one of the things they're going to do is try and sort of put it in as, like, a surveillance device, and, you know, the kid does know about it. And that's shit that's...
Sure, okay, if...
But that's wrong no matter who
pretty,
you do it
it's
to.
It's pretty bad. Okay, first of all, it's pretty hard to surgically implant a chip into a teenager without them knowing about it.
Pretty hard.
Here's a new pair of really
get
cool
them while
sneakers.
Young.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you know what? I don't think it's a good idea to put it in something that isn't attached to their body.
Yeah, it's useless,
okay?
Effectively.
If
the person
I'm kidnapping
them.
Some child, rip, you now have no clothing, no sunglasses,
here's
no glasses, nothing.
New clothing.
And, yeah, well, if I'm nice, hire some new clothing, right?
Yeah.
But if you're going to kidnap someone, you're going to know this technology is out there, so you're going to ditch all their clothing and
it
things
also,
as well.
It also depends. So, okay, now, that's we're
just,
talking about how it's applied.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't see this being available, and the powers that be not abusing it.
Oh, well, the thing is, you got to bear in mind, though, that this thing is going to be, if you can take this thing and it's out, it's a transmitter. Well, it's going to mean nothing to then encrypt that and then alter the technology.
Yeah,
so
no, but you don't
know.
Anybody who's willing to sacrifice a little bit of liberty for a little bit of safety will lose both and deserve neither. Who was it who said that
Oh, wow. That's a wonderful piece of rhetoric. That's a load of shit.
No, it's not a load of shit.
It's not a load of shit at all.
How many kids get kidnapped every year and die because of it? A small and tragic number.
30,000 kids went missing in last year in Canada alone.
Okay, how many people get killed in car accidents every year? If you want to add a little bit of safety, focus on something that's important.
Yeah, if you're,
want to get rid of, if you're worried about people that, like he said, with car accidents, way more people die in car accidents, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay, and if you got rid of cars, they'd all not die, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Well, that's the stupidest. What does this have to do with the original
argument?
It's an
extreme example to prove a point. The point is.
Right. Get back to me when you got one.
You can't.
The thing is, we're talking about the GPS.
Taking radical actions in order to fix a small problem is not a good idea.
Well,
and it's not just radical actions. It's a matter of what he said about what was the quote?
Anyone who's willing to sacrifice a little bit of liberty for a little bit of freedom will deserve a little bit of liberty for a little bit of safety will lose both and deserve neither.
And that's not bullshit.
Okay.
It's totally fucking true.
That's
it's a matter of give them an inch, they take a mile. It's the same thing as what he said about how he can't imagine this system being in place and them not taking advantage
of it. We're only tracking anonymous data when your children are in the mall so that we can improve
our I agree with this system. I think it's great. I think it's a really good idea. But I'm not. But I don't think that...
Applied correctly is good.
That's right. The idea is great.
Applied correctly. Now,
you can't discard it immediately.
At the beginning of this, when I said this, I stated this is a bad idea unless you can encrypt it somehow so that only certain people have authorization to get this, and there's no loophole.
And the thing is with something like this is it's the kind of situation where most people, they will buy the device,
right,
and they'll give the kid the watch or whatever,
right,
and then they're not going to think about it again until they're not going to figure out how to mess with it until. And the thing is that if they are not. If these things become widespread enough, everybody can be casual enough about them.
Sure.
But you may not realize that if they start saying, oh, we've changed our end user agreement, so now your children's actions are traced. Oh, but it's just anonymous.
Just like Amazon did recently with their agreement.
I think
that's
we're missing
kind of
my application.
You've got to think
there's
about
a lot
one
of
other
these
thing
problems.
Here too. A corporation is building these things, correct? The corporation has to make money in order
to
sell these things.
It's full prototype right now.
Okay, but the thing is,
we don't have enough information.
We don't care if it's full prototype. We're talking about actually having them in the world. Is it a good thing?
Right.
And you buy them at Toys R Us for $20.
So then you got to go, they're a good thing only if it's anonymous and people can't abuse it. Great. I 100% agree with you. I'm not going to argue for a second. Now let's go to this case of when can that happen? When can this thing be out on the market and totally anonymous and
never?
It can't. Let's think of the cost of running this. It has to be a satellite monitored because it has to be able to look from anywhere. Subscription service. Satellite monitored on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's got access to GPS and has some fairly expensive electronics. How do you pay for that? Let's compare it to another device which is on the market or was until recently that had all those things. GPS. It had to know its position in the world. It accessed satellites, and it was available 24/7, and it was called Iridium, and it was so expensive nobody could afford to pay for it. So people won't be able to pay for this by themselves. It'll have to be sponsored somehow, and how do you do that?
Target marketing.
Bingo, marketing.
Yeah, but you're talking about costs, and you have no idea what those costs are going to be in 20 years.
Also,
20 years, it could be a lot less expensive to do all of that.
If it's a prototype now, it's not something that's coming in 20 years.
Whether it happens now, whether it happens in 20 years, the idea is that the cost could go down. Things change like that.
The temptation for these companies to increase their profits would be very great because the amount of information that can be made just from anonymous tracking. I mean, you think about it.
They know where stores are. If you go into record stores, they can start marketing that child for record stores. They send stuff to their house.
I'd also like to point something else out. If it's going to be encrypted, it's going to be encrypted. Okay, encryption written by a corporation for consumer use. Let's think about the track record of corporate written encryption for consumer use.
Guys, let me draw a different picture here. Okay, let me draw a different picture here, okay? The kind of system which I would envision would be something like this, okay? Something that would be realistic and feasible. As a matter of fact, you could build something like this today. Let's say it doesn't use the satellites to transmit. Let's say it uses the cell phone region, okay? So then you've got a micro, like, because, hello, the new that little Sony cell phone, like you put an elastic band around it, strap it to your fucking head. It's tiny, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You take that little micro cell phone, you wire it to a micro GPS.
Mm-hmm.
You then build it, so you have to put in a 17-digit key code. You have to know the number of the cell phone. You phone it locally from it. There's no database. You phone it locally. The cell phone accesses the GPS. The GPS does not transmit. The GPS is dormant.
That's right.
Okay? So then it sits there, gets a grid, sends the grid back to you through a key through dial tones. The dial tones show up on your cell phone. You know where that is. In order for a corporation to access that, they would have to know the number of the cell phone and the key code that you program that cell phone with, which you can protect. And if you don't think you can, okay, I can, like, you and I both know that we can crack cell phones six ways from Monday.
Do you remember a few years back they came up with a safety system for cars that if your car was stolen, the police could instantly track this thing? Now, this was only supposed to be for use by, you know, to prevent if your car had been stolen, you would call up, tell them, my car has been stolen,
and they would
be able to track it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the United States, the FBI, was able to get a warrant.
You're breathing into
to,
the mic,
sorry. To get the number of this guy that they were keeping tabs on, and they were able to use that as evidence. They were able to place him to court.
Really?
For this guy being involved in, they were able to make a case that he was involved with.
He was here, he was there.
And the problem, of course, is we all go, well, yeah, they caught a bad guy.
Yay!
But,
right?
But because that's sort of the idea, is when it happens to someone who's bad, like a murderer, say it was a child molester, we'd be like, oh, well, we're glad they got them.
Yeah.
But it's wrong. Like, you can't. That's just Big Brother.
It's Big Brother.
The major crucial difference, the major crucial difference, which changes the entire context of Desmond's argument, is that system was not configured by an individual.
Hey, I'm not arguing that his argument is fine.
And that's why they can say that. The minute they give it to you and they say, right, you can set you have to set the number, you have to set a key code, you can set any number of security features that you can hardwire or software download through IR port into the device, okay, I guarantee you, okay, that you put like five or six guys like Enki here on that project, he will have something so fucking secure that it would take 3.5 hours just for someone to crack one, let alone to get any kind of marketing information.
Well, exactly.
Out of it.
Yeah, like the point
is, what if when they want to find someone, for every amount of effort you spend trying to hide something, they can spend just as much effort, if not more, trying to crack it.
Yes,
and
but Desmond,
also,
Desmond, the whole what they're saying is that they're going to a company's going to use it for marketing. Is a company going to try, as Sean said, crack
not,
each one?
Any system which is going to be mass produced is going to have an encryption system, and you're talking about something that has to be mass produced.
Oh yeah.
Anything that's going to be mass produced, all you have to do is crack one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then you own all of them.
Okay. Now
it depends. Okay. I mean, he's talking about a code, right? I mean, if someone knows your passcode, they don't know mine.
That's true, but you're talking about getting around a system. There's ways to get around any
right.
system. What you monitor the phone frequencies and watch what numbers are punched into the cell.
The other thing is, we're also talking about with the cars. Okay, like he said, that's manufacturers set it up, right? Okay, if companies start cracking codes in order to abuse the system. I'm not saying it's impossible, they go to jail. That's right, but nailed. They get caught, boom, they're gone. They're fucked.
Yeah,
right?
Hard.
I mean, we're not talking about trying to break one person. We're not talking about trying to use it illegally. We're talking about a company trying to use it for legitimate reasons.
Drexel is totally correct. And you are also correct because, yes, anything that is built can be cracked.
What about stuff that you may not be able to crack individual? Like, granted, my understanding of the encryption issues here, but what if you can still collect aggregate data?
Mm-hmm. Aggregate meaning what?
Like, as in, you
general
may not be able to. You know that somebody was there, or you know that there are X many kids in this area.
Still quite useful.
The problem with that, the reason why that would not happen is because, first of all, in order for this device to be functional, it is battery powered. This device does not transmit unless activated. To activate it, you have to have the customizable key code, the customizable phone number.
That system doesn't work.
Your kid goes missing, and
you have to dial the number.
Right. And 3 hours.
Take the batteries out.
And 3 hours later, you're like, "Fuck, my kid's home late."
Oh.
You call the number, and it doesn't work. Oh, and you have no history list of where the kid was.
Great, yeah, okay.
It's busted, and the kid's still gone.
I'm not saying it's infallible.
I'm saying it'll never fly because as soon as somebody mentions that, the marketing for it dies.
False,
you can't sell it anymore.
No. I'm not talking about selling anything here. I'm talking about saving kids.
I know you're not talking about selling stuff, but for this thing to get made, it has to be sellable.
Okay,
and
for it to be sellable,
it has to have the features
that
you can watch where the kid was.
One thing, Anki, you have to keep in mind here is this is Sean's idea that he came up with in about 20 seconds as an argument for all the bitching that we were giving him about the other
system.
Yeah, but our bitching only took 10 seconds to figure out,
yeah.
So that's not valid.
Oh, wait. Oh, so you've never heard... It's a lot easier to bitch about something than it is... It's a lot easier to destroy something than it is to create it. Okay?
Oh,
okay.
No, but
what I'm saying is that there's room...
Point.
There's room for fucking...
Okay,
there's room for improvement.
Let's
like,
move
we've
on.
Got 20
let's
seconds worth of development here. Let's give it 40 seconds, and we'll have something... So winning...
No.
I agree,
to sum up on this article, I agree with Enki and Girl on the Left that something that transmits collectible aggregate data of any type is a bad idea.
Not necessarily bad, but it has problems. You have to figure it out. It could be abused.
What if...
Its drawbacks are possible for them to outstrip any usefulness the device has.
That's a pretty jaded statement. Okay?
I'm just saying
there's some significant issues with it. However, there's some significant issues, right?
There's some serious gains to be had, though.
Okay, whoa, guys. Okay, 50-50 here. Okay, we're just saying that there are some serious issues with it, and it's something that has to be looked at because we need more data on it.
My argument is that you guys are kind of, I think you're overstepping, is I think your argument is the corporate misabuse that could occur with it. I understand and I agree that there's that, and I'm willing to even accept, along with Sean, the corporate misabuse, which I find annoying and I just like to execute them.
Well, I wouldn't accept
but
it.
That's but that's me.
I find
the concept of the powers that be, the government misabuse of this technology, which could occur, which is what I'm saying is...
If they can use it to track a criminal's activities and movements, they can also use it to track their enemies.
But the idea was this is for children. How many criminals that are children that the government is tracking?
What can be put into
who
a child?
It's going to be limited to children.
Well, we're developing the product, and so we say.
Okay, well,
you're in charge of PR.
That's the thing. Somewhere would be like, oh, let's use this as a house arrest system, like some bracelet.
Any technology can be abused, but I'm not... Even if the system was to use... The GPS that transmits to the satellite and it could, you know, be abused in the ways we were discussing earlier, I wouldn't say that it shouldn't be allowed to be made. It's just a matter of whether you want
to
use it.
You have to think long and hard about it.
For that,
government abuse. How about this situation? It's being used exclusively on kids. Okay, now because they can now subpoena that information.
Guys. Short attention span. We have to move on. This particular issue, if you want to get into it, there's a post on Cult about it. The forum's really rabid. I just rehashed my statement previously just now. Okay, and I'm sure that people are chewing my head off in the forum for it. Okay, but we have to move on. Listeners are getting bored. Okay.
Driver wins cell phone crash verdict.
Oh, I bet you this one is Sim's personal favorite.
Now,
if he had a GPS in that cell phone, okay.
19-year-old Maryland man was found innocent of vehicular manslaughter Wednesday when... What is thought to be the nation's first criminal trial in a case involving a driver distracted by a cell phone. A Maryland Circuit Court judge instead found him guilty of negligent driving, which carries a $500 fine.
No, I'm sorry. That should have been vehicle homicide.
Yeah, because you have so much information about it. You know the details.
If you kill somebody with a car, why is it not manslaughter? You accidentally killed somebody. That's what manslaughter is about. Why don't you go to jail?
That was the point I was trying to make.
If you were distracted and you weren't paying attention, and it's not really your fault and you didn't mean to do it, I'm sorry, but they're still fucking dead.
Okay.
Really?
They're not coming back.
How about this? Every day, for a large percentage of the time, you're not looking forward. You're looking in your rearview mirror. You're looking in your side mirror. You're looking at your speedometer. You're looking at all sorts of things. You're distracted.
True.
You're looking left. You're looking right. You're watching everywhere. You can't fucking watch everywhere. You can accidentally run someone over
without checking your
fault.
Hey, if you're doing due diligence, you're driving, you're checking mirrors, trying to avoid an accident, and you're doing driving stuff, and you accidentally kill somebody, okay. You were doing your best, and you weren't being negligent.
That's the other thing for manslaughter. Actually,
what was the guy doing on the road? That's my question.
Yeah, that's right.
You're a pedestrian. Why are you on the road?
No. The guy who's driving.
Drexel is in fact a Loomis driver.
As the delivery driver speaks.
If you're driving and you're driving and you're trying to do your best and you're not negligent and you kill somebody, accidents do happen and bad shit happens in the world.
A lot of variables here.
That's right. That's not manslaughter. And by the letter of the law, that's not manslaughter either. But if you are driving and, oh, the cell phone rings, I'm not driving anymore, I'm answering the phone and talking to my girlfriend and arguing about what
happened. Yeah, but you don't know that that's what happened.
Like
this is my
Who
point.
Who knows?
But
if you're talking
that's
on the
right.
phone,
Who knows?
It's
my point.
Distracted.
That's why the immediate statement that, well, that should be vehicular manslaughter. Without knowing the details,
okay.
That's what I object to.
Drexel's point, yes, we need more data. That's why
the argument is whether
the
argument is whether the cell phone should be taken into consideration in the case.
Oh, it should be. Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's anybody.
Okay,
like,
should be.
Everyone's seen that stupid bitch driving to work in the morning, putting on her makeup, fucking eating breakfast, talking on a cell phone, and putting on her eyeliner.
Do you know
with
how
one eye on the radio.
Sean, pinky toe. Sean,
have you ever seen somebody who's like reading the newspaper while they're driving? That shit's scary.
Or a book. Or their notes from work.
In a bus. This woman goes through a fucking red light talking on a thing. The bus driver has to slam on the brakes.
Right.
Do you have any idea what the stopping potential is for a bus?
It's non-existent.
Not much. A fortnight. It takes a while.
People do incredibly stupid stuff around buses, but that's another rant.
Okay, bear in mind, too, also, some guys talking on a cell phone driving. I've done it. Everybody's done it.
I've done it, yeah.
Everybody's done it. They're like driving along, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Some drunken fucking derelict goes, oh, the chickens are after me, and fucks off into three lanes of traffic, and goes, ah, smack, and you fucking ride this guy 30 feet in the air. He comes down and explodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should your cell phone be taken
into
consideration?
Oh, my God, am I guilty of manslaughter? No, I'm serious. It's like, if he wants to throw himself 40 feet in the air and spread out, be my fucking guest.
Well, in that case, like, if you couldn't have, you sounds like that kind of shit, you couldn't have avoided even if you were.
But they're
going to
say you were on the cell phone.
Technically, you could.
It's
your
fault.
Because
if you were still a drunk guy, you crossed three lanes of traffic.
Yeah, I mean, it's still some crazy
it's
fucking
It's like
nut bar.
This, okay, if you're driving down the highway and the guy in front of you pins the brakes, it comes to a complete halt in the middle of the highway. The chances of you running into him, even if you were pretty much paying attention,
are pretty high.
You have a pretty good chance of hitting him. Why? Because you don't expect someone to nail the brakes in the middle of the highway for
Everybody
no reason.
Everybody who drives
okay?
the same pathway to work has gotten to work one morning and doesn't remember the trip.
Well, that's...
yes.
That's,
like,
you know what? You know what?
How did I get here exactly?
Just because you don't remember driving doesn't mean that you weren't paying attention.
No, but I mean, that's something to be said, though.
But my point is that you're not expecting someone to slam on the brakes in the middle of the highway. And they could cause an accident. But if you rear-end them, it will be your fault, because if they could stop, you should have been able to stop, too.
And it makes
the idea is that you were following too close, blah, 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 blah. But it's still, really, they caused the accidents, regardless of the fact that you will be to blame, even though they caused the accidents.
They blame them for it, too, because they're, like, obstructing traffic and...
Both drivers losing that.
Okay,
case.
We're talking about two entirely different topics. We're talking about civil and criminal fault here.
No, but what
civil fault is? Yes, or you're going to get raped up the ass by your insurance company. But criminal fault, you're not going to jail. The jackass hit his brakes as hard as he could. Sorry.
No.
Okay.
Next topic.
Next topic. It's time for those. The Nazi trees.
What?
The tree swastika that just won't go away.
Yep.
Germany's infamous giant swastika of trees in forests north of Berlin just will not die. 2 days after the government said it obliterated a 200 by 200 foot swastika of golden larch trees visible only from the air, it could still be seen clearly. So every fall, you can see this for about 2 weeks only, because the rest of the year it's all green. And then all of a sudden, a swastika appears in the forest.
Oh my God,
the
Nazi trees!
But wait a second. Why can you see it in the fall? What is it, stumps?
No, normally it's green.
Only certain trees' leaves turn color.
It's evergreen. It's surrounded by evergreen.
Some guy, Nazi days, decided to plant some, planted some trees.
And planted them within evergreen.
The reason that was planted was because that was on the root
for the one of the main routes for the runway, like the aircraft routes.
Oh, really?
Going into Berlin. So that was planned. No, that was actually a Public Works thing by the Nazi government.
No, you mean it didn't just occur naturally in nature?
But why?
Wasn't a couple giant jackasses doing it? This was an actual government public works.
The funny thing about this story is half of it's on private property, so they can only cut down half the trees.
Yeah, but you only need to cut down half the trees.
You only need to cut down half the trees.
Wait a second. I thought there was some kind of law in Germany that Nazi memorabilia and shit like that was like illegal.
No, it's in Germany too.
Germany.
Yeah, when I lived in Germany, swastikas were illegal.
People be able to say, "Hey, look, you've got a thing here which is Nazi propaganda displayed on your property."
No, cut down the other trees. It's
only
no
half
longer
of it.
Swastika. End of story.
No, the only thing is, though, is that they're trying to. That's the point of this article.
They cut down some of them.
Fucking get rid of it. It'll keep growing, and they keep coming back. That's the bitch. That's what they're saying.
Uproot the trees?
Carpet bomb. Agent Orange much? I mean, fuck.
I'll take that swastika
out, bitch.
Well, it's
guaranteed. I'll straight line that.
But the point being is that there are ways of permanently removing trees.
Or,
that 600 kilotons ought to chill that bitch out.
Selective logging equipment. Get the Scandinavians to bring that
plant
down. They've got that.
More trees.
A daisy
no longer
much?
A swastika.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
The thing is, it took 40 years for those larches to grow to the size they are now.
Oh, what a fucking tragedy.
Yeah, but the only reason they're swastika is because there's color. It's not the size of the trees. You plant 50 little ones, and well, they'll equal.
I have a better idea. So why don't we get some maple trees?
Hang on a second.
Canadian maple leaf will paint a big circle with a line through it.
Hang on a second.
Hang on one second.
Let me pull out my hood for this one. So what you're saying is, if they were all the same color, everything would be okay.
Oh. That was okay.
Okay, that was okay.
Oh man.
What do you say to that?
Wow, that was really funny.
The trees must be racially pure.
We can't have any race mixing in the trees.
They must all be green.
No tree race mixing. We can't have any wood traders. Okay.
The next story.
I have no response to that.
Shut up everywhere.
Involves shovels.
What? Oh, this Milford mayor wins an uncoveted hogwash award for killing a puppy with a shovel.
What?
Oh!
Mayor of Milford, Illinois, James Cook, will be in court tomorrow. This is really old. On charge of beating a beagle puppy named Snoopy to death with a shovel.
He beat Snoopy?
Cook apparently beat the puppy to death because it was barking near a grain elevator where he worked.
Yeah, those grain elevators scare easily.
This is a great quote next. He later made comments to the media stating that he didn't know why he was being prosecuted when other criminals, like drug dealers, were getting off. So name something more worse than what you're doing, and you're okay.
This puppy is dangerous. We can't have this puppy around. Shovel. Bang! Bang! Bang!
The story he told was the dog was loud.
Dangerous.
He hit it once. He did not mean to injure it. He realized he'd injured the puppy, and therefore he put it out of the misery with the shovel.
It's still not good to hit it once with a shovel.
I'm like, okay.
First of all, it's mildly injured. Oh, I have to kill it.
Fuck. I do not care. If a cloud comes down from the sky, JC, wounds in hand, inside, steps off. Okay? Creates a beagle puppy from the earth. Takes out a shovel and taps it lightly on the head. I will descend from nowhere. Okay? I will be like the little pinhead cube showing up. And me and JC will do a few rounds.
Put a couple more holes in them.
And then we will find out who is the fucking man, okay? Because I would be like, hey, JC, you get back on your fucking cloud, get off my planet. Last time here, we put you on a stick. This time I'm going to shove this one with this plate on the end up your fucking ass if you touch that puppy again. Okay, I do not care what the reason is. The puppy bit me. The puppy pissed on my leg. The puppy destroyed my flowers. It ate a bunch of chickadees. It ate my $200 million prize pigeon.
Okay.
I give a fuck less.
You touched the puppy with the shovel. I caved your head
it
in.
It spoke to me, Sean. It spoke to me. The puppy said Cthulhu is coming, so I beat it.
Okay, I would step on the puppy, say something. The puppy says anything, I help him kill it.
Hey, you guys.
I'm sorry, but did
anybody neglect to notice that we're higher on the food chain than a puppy? It's just a fucking dog, man.
Okay, whoa.
Just
higher on the
young
food chain.
Fucking dog.
Man,
whatever.
Cruelty does not matter. I don't
I like animals more than I like
last
people.
Year for food.
I like animals more than I like people. So, yeah, I'd be killing the guy
cruel,
over the beagle. Did you guys know there's a Call of Cthulhu video game coming out?
Really?
Yes. Sandy Peterson is assisting with it. It's going to be a first-person shooter based in the 1920s.
Is it going to be cool?
Oh,
what's that? My neck? Context whiplash much?
Yeah, no shit. It's pretty
you said Cthulhu, and I went with it.
Yeah, very good idea.
I read a little bit about it, and they said that it was on track in terms of, you know,
being
what it was supposed to be.
Late.
It was doing it correctly.
It is a first-person shooter, I hope.
Was on track, too.
I don't know.
It only came out 2 years late.
I don't know. But the unlike the Dungeons & Dragons movie, which was wrong.
I didn't think it was... I mean...
I knew it was going to suck.
Okay.
When I went in there, I knew it was going to blow chunks.
Are any of our listeners with me in thinking right now at this moment that we've all slipped into an alternate universe? Because what the fuck happened to the conversation? Last thing I remember,
it was over.
There was a puppy.
This is
natural. This is the natural progression from puppies being beaten. The topic ended, and we tangented off.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, yeah, I see the connection.
No,
thanks.
That doesn't have to be connected. They don't have to be similar topics.
It's just the usual stream of consciousness around here.
And carrying on with the subject, Whiplash, virtual society. They came, they surfed, they went back to the beach. Why some people stop using the internet? Natural selection.
That's
don't
right.
Like AOL. Get the fuck off my web.
I read in the paper last week. I don't know if I brought it up last week in the province.
Not everybody likes the internet. Film at 11.
No, there's some Amish people, don't you know?
That the internet is losing its luster.
Oh,
40% of Americans are fucking illiterate. Of course they're not using
the internet
anymore. You have to be able to read.
The internet's not cool anymore.
There's only so much you can do with
their thing.
Grandma can only figure out the mouse when Bobby is around.
No,
my copy holder, bro.
As the only person that comes even close to basically understanding where this argument came from.
Yeah.
Let me just state that
yes,
what it is for most people, what it is they hear everything, especially like with this group, is which, you know, you praise the internet to the high gods, okay? You know,
yes.
Like
actually, it's technically praise internet and tech to the high gods.
Okay, well, you know, you hear this thing, and you basically you expect to, you know, you turn on the computer and you're like physically transformed, a la, you know,
it's not
like
TV,
alter state.
Yes,
you know, we're talking,
true.
You know, you enter the next stage
like
of human evolution.
They watch, you know, Lawnmower Man, and they expect that.
This is
what, like, I'm serious.
Let's finish.
There and you see, like, it's like South Park ate my balls. Oh, that's charming.
You know, like, it's like this is what you guys are like always talking about.
You bet.
And, you know, people.
And then there's the little culture shock of, oh my god, I actually have to put some effort into this.
No, and it's not just that. They turn it on, and it is not what they thought it was.
Right.
And so these people who, like, you know, go this way, they hear everybody's always talking about it, they get on, they try it, it's the same people that wouldn't have cared about it in the first place,
right?
But they got on it because they heard everyone else was. So these people are the ones that are going to drop off. And
you bet.
Personally, I'm glad. What are they contributing to the internet anyway?
It's like this is how the internet works. You have to. This is something that will change you into an altered state and a higher human being. Absolutely. Crank here. The more you turn it, the more evolved you get.
The more you put into it, the more evolved you get.
Do we really need more personal homepages with my favorite TV shows
on
it? They won't be contributing anything.
It's just a matter of
when something
is new, you get a lot of people on it, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's going to die down a bit. I use the internet for things I find useful.
Yeah.
I don't sit there and surf on the internet. I rarely sit at my computer and look for shit on the internet and surf for
just
it. Almost
randomly.
Never.
You know,
I never have. But
know,
I use it to
off.
Communicate and to play video games, obviously.
Yeah.
And to do what the hell?
Research.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I need to find something, if I want to know where a movie's playing or whatever. But I don't sit there and surf.
People think it's like TV and they'll entertain them.
The internet is full of content written by people who are smart enough to create content for the internet.
Yes.
Or I shouldn't even say smart enough, but just educated in a fashion where they know how to generate content for the internet. So,
or have enough time.
If you are into stuff which is in that vein, I'm a computer programmer and an engineer. So, by default, supposedly. Anyways... So I find stuff like that on the internet and it interests me.
I believe your actual title is Mad Scientist.
Yeah, I think that is my actual title.
Okay.
General Purpose Geek. Anyways, the point is, for a person like me, there is tons of content on the internet.
GPA.
For a person who is into Friends, there's not a lot of content on the internet.
A lot of Friends webpages.
Unfortunately, there is, and since all these people are dropping off, maybe that content will drop.
Well, it's like, if there's, you know, but, it, you know, like, if you're, what you're talking about is your grandma who wants somewhere where she can talk about her cat to somebody, well, yeah, you're not going to find as many forums. You know, but if you're into, you know, it depends. It does depend on what your hobbies are. It depends on whether the kind of people that you'd like to communicate with are also on the internet. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are like in their 80s that would love to get on an internet thing, but there don't seem to be any other seniors on it somehow.
Project Wings much?
Well, no. See, the other thing is that the computer is, the internet is Zeitgeist. It is the kind of collective consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Zeitgeist.
What's that
but
from?
That's
just a word.
Geist means joke. Zeit means what?
Well, no, I don't know. But it just means has always meant collective consciousness.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't, or the collective culture is a better way of pronouncing it. And that's what the internet is. And so that is going to exclude a lot of people. And these people, like I said, who joined originally,
mm-hmm.
thinking that it was, you know, just they joined because it was becoming the new Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
They're hoping to find the stuff they
like. Find the stuff they like. They didn't. They're going to drop out. And this is something
Give
that
them
was
5 years, things might
yeah.
change.
No, this is something that was destined to happen. This is what, remember there was like this one time where I said that it was a fad, and before I had a chance to get another word, I was crucified. There was like me up on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
The whole,
do not speak badly of the internet.
Okay, do you remember?
We
nailed it to the wall.
Well, you know, guys, it could be a
fad.
Quake weapon.
For some people, I
Could
think it be? Can be a fad. It
yeah.
depends on their approach to it. If they're like, oh, this is that internet thing. Oh,
let,
yeah,
these
yeah,
are the same people who design web pages you cannot navigate. Let Brian speak.
And things are just changing so quickly. I mean, does the internet look at all like it did 5 years ago?
Not
oh,
at all.
The internet
did
it
exist
5 years ago?
Did it exist in
what?
Anything resembling?
Well, not 5 years
level
ago,
it does
but
now.
No.
5 years ago,
years
I was amazed
that.
To see a website on the TV. Them even say one on the television.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I was amazed the first
oh
time
God,
I saw a website.
I don't think to call the internet a fad is accurate, though. I mean,
no,
maybe
no,
it's
just,
maybe
it,
it might be.
It
but
as
to
the
but cat, just
to
check. Okay, just when you call something a fad, things that you consider a fad, they tend to be popular and then they're gone.
Okay.
The internet is not going to be a fad.
Okay.
It's going to be more popular
like
to begin
right.
with,
it's gonna
and then
search.
It's gonna it's gonna peak. And then it's going to come down a bit, but it doesn't mean it's not going to disappear.
Okay, Drex, Sean, here, how about if I put it in these words?
Oh, we know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm
no,
just complaining.
There is, how about, when I say this, we're talking about the fad of the popularity.
You're talking about the infatuation.
Yes.
Yeah.
The general
the
public infatuation
period.
Of the internet.
The rapidity of change to the casual observer, it can appear very much like a fad.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
it's much
and
deeper than that.
Would be, there are people that would be
and
approaching
be
it as a fad and
exactly.
would sort of mentally think of it as a fad.
Yeah,
the internet
there was
is
a
hit.
Lot of monkeys who thought that walking would just be a fad.
Yeah.
You know, upright, using
yes.
rocks to shape spears and shit.
Oh, that
fad.
Old, yeah,
the man was meant to fly. He had wings.
Moving pictures, horses.
Hey, nuclear
carriages.
War was a fad.
No, I never said when I saw I called the internet a fad, I never said it
no,
was a
No, we're not saying you did. We're not saying you did.
Okay, well, actually, at the time you did say it, that's what I
was saying. Well, of course, because it's fun to create.
I think to show that what the general population thinks about the internet is a new TV show is coming on television called Dot Comedy. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah.
They're showing the best, the funniest things from the internet on television.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, here's the hamster dance. Look at it. Ha, ha, ha.
Wow, is that ever going to die?
Oh,
I give
it
horrible.
Maybe
a
that,
that's going to
no.
dial up those like 1,500 internet.
We all get it for free in email every
but
a million times.
Remember
yes.
how like around 1997 there was like 18 zillion internet magazines on the newsstand and they all appeared. They all put out about 3 issues and they died the fuck
yeah.
down.
But what you're forgetting? What
that's
you guys
11 by 17 glossy magazines with no advertising revenue?
don't last very long.
No, no, they were all advertising revenue. Come to Yahoo.com.
I'm going to change the subject for just a minute here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to change the subject for just a minute here. I'm going to talk about something that everyone in the IRC, because not everyone who's on the IRC right now is a hardcore net junkie, but most of the Rant Radio listeners are pretty much would consider themselves hardcore net junkies. Now, what really...
Use it a lot.
What makes me crazy, this makes me fucking nuts. When you see these online polls put out by companies and they say, you know, how much time do you spend on the internet per week? And then they start with 2 hours. Okay, if you spend 2 hours on the internet a week, you don't even know what the fuck you're doing. Second of all,
the
top end is like, I spend 12 hours a week on the internet. And that's like severe. I'm like, motherfucker, I spend 14 hours a day. I know people who are like, wake up out of the chair and they're back on the keyboard.
What if you were on the internet?
Like, I am a net junkie. And they're like, no, I'm not a net junkie. I have a friend.
I know him. Different levels.
Where is he?
He's in front of his computer.
Where is he? He's at 128.32.65.114.
He's in front of a computer.
That's where he is.
He no longer exists in the physical world. He only exists in virtual reality.
I know guys who are like, okay, I know the guy who built Capture the Flag, okay, for the original Quake. I was at his house. I saw this guy.
Zed. What is his name?
I don't remember his fucking name. Okay, but this guy was...
Zed.
Zed or Z or some shit. Anyway, this guy was something to behold. I went to his house. Like, the guy was sent new shit. Like id Software sent him stuff en masse. Okay? And I went to this guy's house. He was about a billion pounds. Okay, all of us look like fucking Richard Simmons compared to this guy, okay?
Come on, get up, work it.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Desmond
Don't
was
ever
a
do that again, Desmond. Please.
Jack,
never,
Jack,
ever.
Jack was a Greek vision compared to this guy.
Money solo.
Okay. Yeah, I walk in there, there's pizza boxes everywhere. This motherfucker
has got his
punk, fat, sweaty, breathing ass in a chair in front of like 7 monitors, okay? And I like walk in there and I'm thinking I'm pretty net, you know, I'm thinking I'm pretty net heavy. I'm logging.
He's got monitor tan.
I'm logging. No, he's got the monitor tan lines. Okay. You know where it's only on the front portion of his face and the back side portion is fine. Okay. I'm thinking I'm logging some good time. On average, I'm online between
like
8 and 10 hours a day. Okay, I'm doing about 8 to 10 hours a day online solid. Okay? I'm thinking I'm doing pretty good for computer usage. This motherfucker, okay, does not get out of the chair.
Can't.
He goes and takes a shit when it starts to hurt really bad. Then he comes back and he sleeps there. He's so fat that he can, like, just kind of tilt his head back and the rolls kind of make his own cushion.
He's discovered the wonders of ordering in.
Look, he's got a pillow.
Oh, my God. Like the fucking mountain comes to Mohammed, let me tell you.
He knows all the fast food restaurants' numbers off by heart.
Rests his head on his goiters.
Forget off by heart. He's got them on speed dial.
Now, the guy...
He realizes
that
he's that connected, he's probably listening to us right now going, that fucker, I'm going to shut you guys
down. No. That's
he's
it.
He's crying and saying
what,
the
what,
truth.
What? I'm not saying anything that's a lie here. I mean, well, that's my privacy, motherfucker. You're fat. You sit in your chair. You don't get out. Okay? I'm sorry. All right? Here's some electrodes. Hook them the fuck up. Crank it out. Pass out for a while. Have a day. Okay? I'm just saying, okay, now the guy that said... as anybody who would spend that much time could render anything. He could render, like, time and fucking space on a 3D map, all right? Like, the guy was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Final Fantasy. Yeah, that's pretty good. You know, like, seriously, the guy was just incredible. Okay, like, he's building all the maps. He just thinks shit up and does it. But that is the price you pay. There's always something you pay. Everyone knows the hard... core hackers. Everybody's seen them. They're either 9 feet tall, very scrawny, gangly fingers, long hair that hangs
all
straight down, bald on top. Or they're short,
yeah,
fat, bushy beard, glasses that they cannot look with the sun with, otherwise their head will explode, and they got an
asshole.
It's just like, spoon! You know, they're fucking so magged out, they can't do shit, okay? And those are your hardcore hackers. You meet these guys, you hear about, like, I am Demonine. Right? And Demonine was the guy who cracked, like, everything. He's been sitting around. You meet Demonine, and they, like, take him out of his house with a crane. Okay, and you're like, and suddenly all your visions of Demonine being, you know, this buff Keanu Reeves kind of guy is, like, all just kind of dies.
What gave you that vision?
Well, because you think of this guy, wow, he's, you know, a cyber criminal, la-da-da-da-da-da, right? And when I was watching this few feeble episodes of Dark Angel, we were watching Dark Angel, I was taping, I'm like, I really wanted it to be good. I'm six episodes in, I'm like, wow,
this is
licking bad bag.
Has she taken off her clothes yet?
No,
whatever. I don't give a fuck. No, I stop watching it.
It's not legal. She's under legal age.
But anyway, so I'm like watching this show, and I'm like, okay. And they have this, me and Sim are sitting there watching it because I'm taping it, and they're like, so what's it like to be a cyber journalist? And me and Sim look at each other and I'm like, well, it's not really that glamorous. I mean, you talk to each other and you phone people and stuff. It's not much to it. And the guy's like, well, it's kind of a battle. And we're like, we're sitting there screaming at the television and go, you suck! You don't know anything about cyber! You fucking pussy! Right? Oh, it's just brutal. I'm like, this is an untraceable broadcast. I've hacked a cable line. Yeah, you must be pretty good. I don't know how you're going to hack that cable line, but you're broadcasting from your house.
Without having a friend in the cable company.
Without a friend in the cable company, and guess what? That's pretty trackable, because I guarantee that if
trace
I crack, like, what would be the ultimate righteous hack? Everyone, you know, has...
That's so light.
Oh, what I would love to do is I would love... to crack
Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl game during the commercials.
Yes.
During the commercials, I take over. So the game's on, and I'm just like, bang, and they come straight to me, and I wouldn't even put on a mask. I'd just be sitting there, hi, my name's Sean Kennedy, I am the fucking man.
I have about 2 minutes.
I am your halftime show this evening. Okay, and what we're going to be talking about today is Mumia Abu-Jamal. While all these people are sitting here watching, you know, this glorified, you know, and have this great statement, you know,
yeah.
Fucking amazing. You rant,
this is the best ad ever!
And they've got to be like, wow, is this an ad? And meanwhile, all the executives who are paying like $500,000 a second or whatever the fuck it is, are like, oh my God, they'd be like calling up, you know, they'd be channeling Satan, killing chickens, be like, someone fire this person and kill him, bring him to me. You know, I got Lord Humongous out in the desert with a fucking, just turn it off, you know, fucking walk away, leave the computer, and there'll be no more bloodshed. I'd be getting like, they'd be putting on loudspeakers broadcast on, whoever is hacking this station, just walk away. We will leave the gas, walk away, out of the wasteland. You know, that's what these guys would do. What a righteous hack. I mean, you'd be busted. Because it's just, they'd get the same guys who found you, the same guys who found Tim McVeigh. Hello, I blew up a van with enough explosives to, like, carterize a house, okay? And they found him. Why? Because they hired psychics. People are like, no, it was math. Fuck you. You had some satanic fucking visionist, okay, show up and go, ning. He's over here. His name is Tim McVeigh. They had him,
okay.
They had him in, like, 3 days. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So at that stage... Face it, you're not going to get away. Okay, I mean, is that kind of a hacker? You screw that many executives? I mean, how sweet would that be, eh? Be like, who are you working with? No one. It was all me. I fucked you for millions, you prick. Oh, God, that'd be great. You know, and they'd be like, I mean, even if they dragged you outside, put you on your knees and blew your fucking face all over the road, it would still be sweet. You'd be like, you got anything else left to say? I say, no, I said it all during halftime. Boom, you know? That'd be fucking it. It'd be so mighty. So, fuck you, fuck your advertising. God, that'd be a righteous hack. Oh,
yep.
Oh my God, I have to go
to
the bathroom.
Actually, you know what, the one thing that you could do, it's like, what if you were to interrupt the program not during the game,
yep.
Not during the commercials, but during the bits where the announcers are pattering on mindlessly, filling time.
That's a good time. Commercials are better.
Oh, that would be a sweet time, because you'd be like, the fuckers drag you to court, you're able to say, well... Did you lose any money? Other than saying, you know, welcome to the Staples McDonald's halftime show, courtesy of
at the Sony
GM,
Arena.
At the Sony Arena, courtesy of General Motors. You know, like, that's, other than that, they'd have a really,
did,
you know.
Did anybody in the world really need to hear Celine Dion sing again?
Not really.
Answer me a question. Speaking about hackers. What happened to Mafia Boy? I heard they refused.
He brought his cell phone to school. They whacked him.
Yep, he violated his parole. Brought his cell phone to school
and he.
I don't know what happened to him.
And he mouthed off in class. So
what's this, the Mafia Boy thing?
Mafia Boy, yeah.
Jesus Christ!
Well,
he brought his cell phone
called,
to school.
Yeah,
wow.
it's like looking for an excuse.
No. Let's be fucking real here, okay? Hi, I am Mafia Boy. I have fucked a whole lot of people over. I get away on parole. Now, there's being ballsy and there's being fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I would personally, if someone said, hey, have you seen my pom-pom? I would go, ah! And run for like the next
technology.
Pom-pom! No, I can't look at that! And
how long was he on parole?
He's only for like a year.
Barely went on it.
Doesn't matter, 5 years, whatever, okay? The kid's like 16.
But okay. That's the point. He's 16. Who here, raise your hand, be honest, be completely honest.
Okay.
Who here had a brain cell when they were 16?
I had a brain cell.
Woohoo!
That's not a bad one. I had two.
I mean,
Since I got away with it,
me. I knew you when you were 16. You didn't have any brains.
You don't have
you had
now.
Hormones.
Excuse me.
At least I had them.
There are some 16-year-olds listening to us right now who dwarf the entire room in IQ.
Yes.
No, I'm not saying they're smart. I'm just saying you're completely run by your emotions at that point.
Okay, that's a real generalized statement. I can see what you're saying there. Yes,
yeah.
They will make a bad judgment call. Okay, absolutely. However, I am very sure that Mafia Boy had no hesitations. I'm very sure the feds sat down with him and said, in no uncertain terms, like they will put him in a room with somebody when the cameras are off and said, listen to me, you little fuck. If you ever screw up again, I will come to your house and I will cut your fucking head off with slice wire. And when you're 16, you don't have to lean very hard on them. And the guy's like, fuck you.
Well, I got a new idea. I give you the finger and you let me talk to my lawyer.
That shit doesn't really happen. Don't even talk to me about that unless you've been wearing coveralls with a shaved head pissing yourself in the corner. I've been there. I've done that. It's some scary shit when you're in and there's five guys staring at you, okay? It doesn't take much for you to break, okay? Everyone breaks. It's a myth. It's a myth that people don't break. Total fucking myth. You will give in to torture, psychological, physical, spiritual, whatever. Okay, you will give in to torture. And the question is, how long do you last? Not whether or not you'll break. So I guarantee this 16-year-old mafia boy had the living fucking snot scared out of him. And for some fucked up reason, it was not properly conveyed to him that he should perhaps leave the cell phone at home. Okay, because I guess they thought he could launch missiles with it. That's a whole other issue, because Kevin Mitnick was told that you can't hire a phone, you cannot talk on a phone in jail, because you can whistle into it and launch missiles.
Yes.
That was what the judge was told. Like, these are like, here in Arkansas, we know about them newfangled computers.
We saw war games.
We know all about Tron, and you try to throw one frisbee at me, and I'll kill you where you stand. Rusty, watch this motherfucker throw a frisbee. Okay? And make sure you ain't got one of them bike little rods, neither. Last thing I need to be walled up in my parking spot.
We've got a rant from Poison Cheeto.
All righty.
It's about
Poison Cheeto.
It's about guns. So here's Poison Cheeto on guns.
Guns. The Constitution defends our right to bear arms. We need to eat. There's a hell of a lot of people out there on Earth. It's economical to use guns to hunt. And it makes sense for police to have guns. And it makes sense for militaries to have automatic weapons. But I cannot stand people on the street who have handguns. Okay, you can say that you need a handgun for the protection of your family. But who's going to protect you when your 8-year-old child picks up a gun and starts pointing it at various objects around your house? Objects such as people. God, I'm so sick of people who say,
oh, I have the right to bear arms, so you can't regulate it.
Look, free fucking speech is regulated. You can't yell fire in a theater and you can't say the word hostage in an airport. And I'm very anti-censorship and I'm very pro-free speech, and even I can understand this reasoning. Why the hell can't the assholes who want to marry their guns understand that for the safety of people as a whole, dangerous things need to be regulated? It's for your own good. Enough of the political topic, take a look at your personal responsibilities. If you have a handgun for hunting, that's just fine with me. But don't leave it out and loaded. I can't stress enough on how stupid that is. If you ever pay attention to anything, you will hear about little kids getting shot and shooting intentionally and accidentally on a regular basis. Does this mean that people need to be more responsible? Obviously, firearms will never be eliminated, should not and could not be eliminated. But for crapping out loud if you have kids or a depressed spouse or anything whatsoever, keep the fucking gun locked up and unloaded with ammo in another location. If what I'm saying still doesn't make sense to you, consider this. I know someone who's quite close to me. He keeps a gun loaded in his house to protect himself and his wife from intruders. One time he was prescribed Vicodin for the first time in his life. The first night on it, he had an allergic reaction. He remembers suffering. He remembers getting really scared. He blacked out and woke up the next morning sitting up in a chair with a gun in his hand. The allergic reaction at that time passed over. If you don't now understand my logic, come speak to me personally so I can break down each sentence for you. I'm Poison Cheeto, and I'm going to go have a Mountain Dew to ease the pain you caused me.
metal background.
Yeah! Wow! Everybody, kiss me now!
My hair grew 3 inches. My hair grew 3 inches just
listening
to that.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, you gotta love those old heavy metal bands. All right, time to do another red! Everybody ready? Am I the fucking kid? No! Am I the fucking woman? No! That's right, I'm so good, I'm the fucking man in a jean. Wow, you know? And that's exactly how I would have run it in the 80s, you know? You know, I'm fucking doing all this shit on the stage and stuff. People are like, ah! Chicks throwing their fucking shirts in. And God damn, I wish I was born.
Sean,
the thought of you in tight leather pants is really fucking
cheesy
traumatic.
Metal band.
Sorry.
Sean, can I be your roadie?
You and Gene Simmons
be the security guard. People have to pass through you,
Sean,
to get to Sean.
Okay, people. Sean K. in tight pants. And poofy hair.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Fuck.
No. I'd be dressed.
I've seen him with poofy hair.
No, fuck that. Yeah. I'd be doing the Judas Priest.
Herrick,
the leather boy from
Judas
Priest.
I have my imagination.
I have the capper.
Places.
I have the capper. Hair extensions.
There you go. No, what I'd be doing is I'd have the exact same
eyeliner
outfit as that guy from Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
That leather fucking stud thing, and I'd shave my head big bald. And I'd be like, you know, that'd be awesome. I'd have, like, guest guitarist would be, like, Gene Simmons. And I'd have, like, Slash and Gene Simmons. And halfway through the show, Gene Simmons would go and kick the shit out of Slash from Guns N' Roses. I hate that. You ever hear that Guns N' Roses album where he's all, step in the ring, motherfucker!
Yeah.
Step in the ring and I'll kick your scrawny ass! I hate Axl Rose with a passion. The guy's like 110 pounds soaking wet with rocks and fire.
Yeah, who's the scrawny?
And a tire around his neck. And he's like, step in your ring, motherfucker! I'm like, I'll step in the ring.
Fuck that, just get the guy from Accept. Anybody remember him?
Accept? No.
Accept.
No, I have no.
Oh! Accept. The guy looks
give me a song.
Exactly like you. Wore army pants, army camouflage stuff.
Give me a song.
I couldn't remember. It sounded basically like with some guitar. No.
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 I see.
Somebody
here that
find
I'm trying
me
to dress
a song done by
people that are about 10 years older than our listeners.
Yes. There must have.
You
been,
remember?
Yes.
There must have been.
What to put Accept on the map?
Say, why don't we try to name as many shitty metal bands from the 80s as we can remember?
Oh,
all
God
of them.
Shitty metal bands from the 80s.
Shitty?
Well, that's Centaur phone
shitty
in.
Pop metal bands from the 80s.
Poison.
Rat.
Poison. Rat. Whitesnake. Great White. Cinderella. Dokken.
You loved Dokken, Angus.
Dokken.
Dokken.
I loved Ingrid Malmsteen, too. I don't listen to him anymore, though.
I'm the dream.
Get it right. That's Yngwie J. Malmsteen to distinguish himself from all the other Yngwie Malmsteen in the business.
However, you must be aware though that there are some eighties glam bands.
Oh, those are
nasty. That own. They own. For example.
Balls to the wall.
Balls to the walls. Fucking named. Oh, is that one of the
somebody's
balls to the wall? Yeah, I think.
That was exactly.
Okay. Anyway, check this out. There are some bands that I do not like. However,
really?
I put my fist in my hand
Testament.
And I do the ninja bow. Ooh. I do. People get a ninja bow for me. For example, Kiss. Ooh.
Yes,
that's a ninja
no.
bow for me.
Well,
why?
Kiss is an 80s. Kiss is a 70s.
No, Kiss was 70s, 80s, 90s. They put
Kiss
the makeup
the original.
Back on
yeah.
and got
Kiss
back
were the
on stage.
Original. They were the ones that came up with the concept.
Then
so
we
have
another people
who
get ninja bows are like Iron Maiden. Ooh. Why?
If you don't, their fans will kill you.
Yeah, because they're like, they're trying
nine
to like,
inch, what was the Nine Inch Iron Maiden.
The Nine Inch Iron Maiden.
Look, dedicated fans.
No, the thing is, though, the only thing is, though, you've got to bear in mind that everyone's like, Trent Reznor, oh, it's okay, no. Iron Maiden would spank Trent Reznor like he stole something. Okay? Because their fans are actually... Oh, fuck. It's an army. Okay? Iron Maiden can go to Tuktoyaktuk and sell out. They could go to Borneo and sell out. Okay? And there'll be Iron Maiden fans. You could go to fucking Antarctica where it has not rained in the desert for over a million years. Okay? They would set up a stage and, like, Iron Maiden fans would show up. Simply because they would come out at
sellout
concert,
they'd
be fucking penguins with little Eddie fucking t-shirts on and shit. They'd be like,
waddling
they're
over.
Everywhere. You can't get rid of these fucking people.
Speaking
okay.
of rabid fans, some crazy guy named Nomad Romulus.
Oh, Nomad Romulus, Guardian.
Yes, Guardian, Nomad Romulus, bought the Sean Kennedy rant CD off of MP3.com.
Oh, yes.
And here it is in the IRC, and transcribed the whole thing.
Yes, every word I said on the entire fucking CD and typed it out.
Even the background noises.
Background noises, songs,
wow.
Sounds.
Wow.
Wow.
I saw this. I mentioned this in Brainwashing 15. I saw this in Brainwashing 15.
My nose.
Every once in a while, something happens in cult that makes me go, oh.
You wobble a bit,
you know,
hold on to a chair.
It's kind of like when you got the motorcycle and you're revving it up, and the first time you hit 80, you're like, wow, I'm really going really fast, and you're uncomfortable with it, and then you're cool with it, you know. And you're going fast, and then you get up to like 200, and you're like, oh. And then you're cool with it, you know. I'm doing like 6,000 miles an hour, okay? When I broke the sound barrier about 2 weeks ago, I was like, whoa, okay. This thing here...
It gives you a bump and then you're okay.
You know, it's like, I'm cool with this. I'm okay with this. You know, I can handle this shit. And then I go and this thing hits and it's like I'm on the motorcycle and I look over to my left and I see like, you know, time going backwards. I see like, you know, Kennedy gets shot. And I'm like, whoa, you know. This thing was severe. I'm like, holy fuck. Okay, that was...
O'Connell much?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I know Terrell might have been doing some work with this too.
All it says on the bottom is Romulus. That's it.
Oh, really?
Well, I think Romulus did the work on the album while Terrell and Half Elf and a number of them are translating your brainwashing.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
The brainwashing.
That's on www.hellonearth.com.
Okay. That's what it would be.
No, because it's Hell on Earth, and then they're talking about the brainwashings. And, you know, I'm wondering if one day I will be cryogenically frozen by all the members of cult, whether I want to be or not.
He must survive.
I'll be like, all of a sudden, I'll be like, yeah, this is cool. And then I'll show up and say, Sean, we've been thinking.
Well,
Have you now?
The time has come.
The time has come, Sean. What are you doing? It's for the betterment of our humanity.
Stab.
Stab. Oh, what the fuck? Inject.
We only need his brain.
I'm really... And I'm like, you know, and I just as I'm slowly starting to black out, it'll be like, honey, no, Sean, it's okay. This is for the best. All comes to head. I get dropped into, you know, RoboCop 2, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I'd be like, well, that's a little bit. At that point, I would go, whoa. And I'd be like, okay, I can go with this. This is okay.
Well, I don't know about that, but we are planning on keeping your head alive in a jar, whether you want it or not.
I'd be cool with that. Save my ass.
Right next to Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'd choose
somebody to talk with.
You sever heads. That would be a fucking pay-per-view sport. You got Leonardo DiCaprio's head and my head. Drop us both in the tank and see who comes out of that motherfucker on top.
Not the face.
Fuck you, Leonardo. Like to see? I bet you're
you have to save the face.
I bet you, I'll never leave you, Leonardo. I'll never forget you. You tasted like chicken.
Isn't he like a big fat fuck right now?
Leonardo DiCaprio? Haven't seen him lately, but maybe.
That's what I heard is that when he's not making a movie,
he's let himself go.
When he's not making a movie, he's huge.
Really?
I have one question. Has anyone seen Leonardo lately?
No.
What's the last thing he did?
No, he's fucking.
I think he's pretty much...
living off of...
No, look at that. He's fucking.
No, he's fucking.
Too busy making everybody at home.
Please keep the women coming. Thank you. I will just keep fucking. Oh, he does.
Line him up.
And fuck.
Excuse me, ladies. Excuse me. Excuse me, ladies, if you could please line up around the block.
Excuse me, do not let us have to use the tear gas. He needs to do his lines now. Oh, geez, he's somewhere in this pile. Just fucking start tasering.
Listen for the snorting.
I'm serious, man. It's fucking brutal.
And also, speaking of rabid fans, good segue.
Good segue. Next on the rabid segue.
Nomad Schnitz has done a song, and is entitled... Girl on the Left mix.
Oh, no.
With words.
Danger, okay. Will Robinson. Danger.
Hey, no,
danger.
This is awesome. Somebody wrote you a song.
Dedicated to
you. I haven't had a song written for me.
No.
That kicks ass.
Not dedicated to Sean Kennedy.
No, I've had some cult songs.
I'm not sure what to expect.
I believe I can sum it up for Girl on the Left when she heard this and she went, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay, let's just play the fucking song.
This is Nomad Schnitz, Girl on the Left mix with words.
Good
under the jurisdiction of the CRTC now. How are they going to manage without their technical support data entry and payroll guy? Fluffy white clouds, fluffy white clouds, fluffy white clouds. Oh, I'm sorry. We just sold your domain name to a porn site. The reason why bears, and you're getting more and more accounts of bears going into urban areas, there's a simple reason for this. There's less wilderness. Everybody's freaking out. Some damn thing. Hi, I'm a 14-year-old, and I'm really pretty. Please take advantage of me. There is some scary shit out there. Like, one of the things I had to do, look up with my with a privacy project I had to do for class a few months back was apparently, like, they do, because there's, like, every woman's health center is a place in Vancouver area, which is an abortion clinic. It also provides other health services, incidentally. He had taken down, like, he's, like, a well-known wingnut. And saying that he had a legal right to know the names and addresses of everybody who was parked around that place. Ever seen, have any of you guys seen the Iron Giant, the suit with the kid on the espresso?
Yes.
We must have cameras set up or something. Let it go. As on behalf of people that have been asked if they wanted to see these videos, I'd like to say thank you.
Yes.
There is one legitimate argument I think they can make, is that if you're standing there, like, getting all in their faces with a video camera, like while they're trying to deliver the baby, they stay the hell out of the way. If they're doing that from ultrasound screening, I don't see how they can do that, because I wasn't under the impression that the genitalia even started to form till at least 13 weeks. He thinks that Christian theology should be taught in the biology classroom, because it's just another theory. That they actually showed him saying that he believed that the Earth was only 6,000 years old and that dinosaurs and humans lived on the Earth at the same time.
The dinosaurs...
This Stockwell Day guy wants to introduce legislation so you need only a very small number of signatures to have a referendum called. That's basically signatures for people that want Stockwell Day to change his name to Doris. She doesn't want to be associated with that shithead either. I don't blame her. I don't support the fucking...
Why does swearing sound so much better when you do it?
The fucking... I save it for those really special occasions, like Stockwell Day! He wants to introduce this thing where people who make more money get medical service faster. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, I just want to slam Stockwell Day. When they start conflicting with things like people's rights, and there's certain things which shouldn't be put up to a vote. There's only one issue I would have with that, is that if there are these highly regionalized issues, then the only way that you're going to get people in, like, the other end of the fucking country to vote on it is if you build up a lot of awareness.
Broadcasting since January 1999, you're listening to Rant Radio.
All right, dedicated to Girl on the Left.
Wow, that was cool. But I
just go.
Do I really stammer that? Do I really stammer that much?
What you want to say?
It's the magic of editing. I fix Sean's rants and stuff, so no, he does it himself. Go ahead.
Yeah, I edit my own words so I don't sound like an idiot. Thanks, Sam. What you want to say here is, whoa.
That's whoa. Pillar of reality.
I actually have a, I think it's getting...
You close. Like me. You really like me.
They love me. They really love
me.
The only really sad thing is actually you're probably one of the most educated people I know. First of all,
what are you here for?
You are Enki,
get in touch with my masculine side.
Enki is probably in the top five smartest people I've ever known. Okay, you are Enki's sister. Okay, you are the smartest woman I've ever met. Okay, hands down. Okay,
thank you.
I got a magic sword.
Okay. Nobody heard that.
Take it away.
Nobody heard that.
I'm not sure if I want.
I just said that you're the smartest woman I ever met, and Enki went, "I've got a magic sword. Can you play with
playing with this palm pilot, distractum meter 100."
The only thing, like, I try not to lock horns with you too much because you are so incredibly left wing. You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of bare naked ladies.
The bare naked ladies. They're a hardcore communist.
No.
I remember that.
No. I'm trying to put this eloquently, and you're like raping me over the coals here.
Drag.
All right, you mentioned the bare naked ladies. They're like sacred cows to me. Yes.
Okay. It's funny you should say. You have got a lot of what I call, and please don't take this wrong. I've never been to university. I've never been. Okay. No post-secondary education at all. I read some shit. That's about it. Talked to a lot of people. But the one thing is that people from universities who are politically active in a university environment, which you are, have a certain...
Outlook?
Style?
Style. Okay.
Style. And you have that style.
I don't know. Like, you should see, I'm nowhere near as doctrinaire leftist as...
Yes, there are people... Like, if you were one of the extremists, I would have to chew your face off. Okay, but like, no, I mean, it's very cool, and that's why I purposely do not argue with you, because, well, you have a very, you're very good with your facts, you've got your facts all down, if you don't have
I have an incredible storehouse of half-remembered trivia.
Yeah, exactly, so it's very cool.
I have that same gift, I call it redundant recall, that's the ability to remember anything after the fact when you no longer really need them.
No, but she can remember names and stuff, rather that guy, you know. She doesn't rely on, like, nouns and verbs.
He was there when he met my niece. And
who is he?
Sorry, Ronan Medic. Ronan Medic was with me when he met my niece for the first time.
Who?
She said basically whatchamacallit, everything.
Oh, the family conversation was unnerving. Was the best way to put it.
And you went to that place, you know, that thing where I hit that thing?
And they understood each other!
Telepathy makes up at least a third of our conversation, okay? It's the only way we
work. You remember that thing with the things? Oh, yeah! And it was that guy! Uh-huh. Yeah!
Did you remember when we did that whatchamacallit? Oh, yeah! Remember that? What did you remember what that doohickey did?
Remember that year?
I would kill someone in the room.
You don't understand.
Do
I had no choice.
Specifics, motherfucker!
You have no idea.
Say what? Say what again! One more motherfucking time! How dare you!
I had no choice. I had to learn.
And they were all blonde, and their eyes glowed.
I know that film.
Village
of the Corn.
Village of the Dam.
Children of the
Dam. The guy on the barbecue. Ooh.
I had no choice.
You were there.
I had to learn to communicate that way, or I couldn't speak.
You just ate the other siblings in the nest.
Shut up.
That's all you did. Next to the next
one?
We're going to do...
I'll sit on you.
Tales from the Loser Cruiser.
Loser Cruiser.
It's a pretty good one. Here it is on Rant Radio.
All aboard!
Tales from the Loser Cruiser.
You hear me now? Next week.
Hello. Yes, your old pal Uncle Dak is back. I've been gone. For those of you who weren't keeping count, the last time you heard my voice back on November 12th was the last day I had off. I spent 26 days working my ass off.
How long, Uncle Dak?
No, I'm not even going to do that because I don't want to remember. During this time, I had almost no Tales from the Loser Cruiser. People were leaving me alone, and I figured out why. I was sending out giant fuck off vibes everywhere I went, and people just left me alone.
You've got to learn to harness that power.
Yes, for good. However, right before the end of my shift, I got told, you only have 2 more days, and then we're giving you 4 days off. So I had this healthy, beautiful glow, this love for humanity again that was there for 5 or 6 seconds. And
your fuck off vibes were all screwed up.
I turned off my fuck off vibes, and people just started to come near me. So I'm on the bus, and I'm hearing click, 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 shh. Now, this sound, anytime I hear metallic clicking, I tend to look over just because it's one of those survival instincts and just in case, you know, oh, it's a gun. Get the fuck out of the way.
Any
idiot.
Kind of metal kind of clicking is bad. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, like that. So I hear that sound. I look over. The guy's got one of those butane fucking blowtorch lighters. You know, the kind that you could use to either light something or cut through a, you know, steel.
Those are great on all those, like, metal and plastic buses.
Yeah. So I looked over. I figured if he starts burning something, I'm going to slap him around. And all of a sudden, I start to smell something. And I think
it smells like burnt tires, doesn't it?
Yes. And I think to myself, oh, no. No. You got to be kidding. I stand up. I look over. Yes. Yes, he is. There's this, and he's not your usual skell. Now, I've explained what a skell is. A skell is one of those 98-pound druggy weaklings. You know, they're like bone rack thin. They don't actually eat anymore. They just take their drugs.
Mm-hmm.
No, he wasn't. He looked like a normal, decent, healthy human being.
I just started.
And he's got a friggin' pipe, glass pipe, and he's got this blowtorch, and yes, he's smoking fucking crack on the bus.
So what happens next?
I'm
not really amazed by this. I'm just like, well, you're smoking crack on the bus.
Stab.
I think you've been desensitized to all these stories.
You are now bleeding from the eyes. Please deposit your fucking sorry ass at the side of the bus before you. I have to get wet cleanup back here. Thanks for coming out.
I'm like, driver. Driver looks in his little rearview mirror, sees a guy. Driver does, literally, I can see him doing the double take in the mirror.
I want to get one of those drivers that looks like that fucking guy from Waterworld who just gets up and pulls a kukri out of his back. I'd be like, damn, what buses do you run? Fucking A, man.
So he comes, he pulls the bus over to the side of the road, comes over. I do not believe you are doing this on my bus.
Is this what the guy
says? Yes, the driver says.
Well, you know that's the straw, eh?
Yes.
You know that's the straw. Yes. For like 3 weeks, he's had like a fucking granny masturbating in the back seat. They had a retard picking his nose and trying to wipe it on the driver.
Yeah.
And today, he has a guy smoking crack. And today was the day when it all went. And that was it.
Yep.
They got him and said, right! This motherfucker dies! The line must be drawn here! No further!
Okay. So the driver comes back and he's like, what are you doing on my bus? And the guy's like,
I seem to be smoking crack. If the guy was smart, he would have said, is this a trick question?
No, he's like, well, it's a really long ride and I just couldn't wait. Like, come on, please. And I'm like, the driver's like, get off my bus!
Okay, 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes.
Okay, you're lucky if I open the doors before I throw you the fuck out.
The driver opens the door. He's like, get off my bus! And the guy's like, well, come on, man. It's like, this is the last one to get home. The driver's like, get off my bus! He's like, literally, you got the vein going now on the bus driver.
He's looking like the guy from Scanners.
Yeah.
Like him? Yeah, okay.
So the driver grabs the guy and starts to pull him off the bus, at which point he starts to wrestle with the bus driver. I'm standing right there. I grab a hold of this guy. He's now leaving. So the two of us are walking him towards the door. Yes, there's no
if
other.
You go to Zahadum, you will die. Right.
So I pick the guy up. We're carrying him. We're going to toss him off the back of the bus. And he decides right at the moment that me and the driver both, without really, you know, any type of communication, decide this is the moment we're about to both toss. He decides to take that moment to try the passive resistance mode and go limp. Which was the worst thing he could have done.
So he sails.
He flies.
Airborne!
And we're talking from the back of the bus with the steps. He goes flying.
Arir Pepe.
Hits the ground. Bounces. Slides.
Great.
Me and the driver look at the guy. Me and the driver look at each other.
We didn't kill him, right?
He's not moving.
Wow, you did a service to society.
The door closes. We sit down. The driver opens all the windows so we can get the crack smell out of the bus.
God, I hate that pesky crack smell.
Yeah.
At this point, you should have looked at the driver and said, this is your life, and it's ending one minute at a time.
The bus driver goes back, starts the bus. There's like only...
What is everybody else doing?
There's only four other people on the bus. They were watching this. Three of them...
Really?
There was three of them...
I'd be reading a book.
...are like really into something else.
Three of them are definitely into themselves. One person is watching the cracky.
Cracker.
Out on the street.
Crackest.
The bus pulls away from the side of the street, starts to drive. The person lets out, he's still not moving.
Thank you for the update.
I look at the bus driver. The bus driver looks at me. We both have that psychic moment where we said, if they call upon us on this, this didn't happen. We don't know what they're talking about, do we? No. Me and the bus driver nod. We both sit down.
He walked off the bus.
Personally, I
sucked me down the sled.
Well, that's easy.
None, he tripped.
Yeah.
Exactly. I personally am of the opinion that I will not actually fight with crackheads. Wait. I'm of the opinion that I...
No punches or kicks were thrown
at any time. I try not to fight with crackheads unless it's absolutely necessary.
Dude, calm down.
Oh, yeah. Relax. If he got any more calm, he would have been serene.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, to be honest with you, it's like you got to be real careful with that shit. And a lot of people, I hope you realize that if you're like 16 years old, here's the big disclaimer. If you're the big fucking 16-year-old, you see some crackhead or some junkie piece of shit with his friends on a bus, and he's accosting an old lady, okay, and you're like, fuck, man, I should do something. I should stand up and do something.
Just like Dak.
Yeah, you can, but you make sure that you've got A, backup, and B, get the fuck out of there if things go bad.
Yeah, plan.
Remember, boys and girls,
okay,
I've been...
Dak is a big... fat guy.
I'm just shy of 300 pounds and have been in more fights than you probably have worn meals.
This is a white guy who grew up in Brooklyn.
Security guard.
He's been a security guard. Like, bear in mind,
only
that
white
got
kid in his
fucked
high school.
Over by, like, four Vietnamese children, okay? And he got worked pretty good.
Kick.
He fucked them up, but, I mean, they had him on the ground. And it's only because Dak is Dak that he comes out of that shit. So don't go thinking that you're going to go be fucking Superman. And
I've
start
got,
kicking people fast
because
you
will
get your ass wired.
I have got my ass kicked more times than I can talk about. They just fortunately have not happened in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I can count the number of times on one hand that I've gotten hurt in the last 10 years.
Yeah, but there's a long pathway to get
trust
there's
me.
A hell of a
learning curve,
let me tell you.
Trust me, there's a long and winding road.
There's another person in the fight that's hurt as well.
I thought it was normal for everyone's nose to be able to fold over onto the side of their face. Turns out it's not, actually. This is because I've had my fucking face punched in so many times, okay? So do not go looking for the shit, because by God, you will find it, all right?
I've been knocked out as many times as a professional fucking boxer, okay? I mean,
I've never actually lost consciousness.
I have.
I've had to start
really?
What happened.
I've been knocked completely. I was in hospital for 2 weeks once. I was beaten so bad.
Mm.
What was that one?
That was Whoa. Back when I was a kid. Those bats where they broke my jaw, remember?
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, talking about breaks and everything,
uh-huh.
This, as I've told you guys before, is a crown.
All right.
Okay.
That's because the tooth broke.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
But... let me just show you something. You might want to get the webcam for something really disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Share.
It's sharing time.
It's sharing.
Show and tell.
Show and tell. Here.
I don't know what the
pan
hell
it
show.
Pan it in. Focus. Here we go, boys and girls. Hang on. Oh, my God.
What the hell is that?
That's the pig. This tooth is false. I got to have this put back on.
I know someone else who has one of those things, actually.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Why does it look black?
That's because that's metal. That's
oh, really?
Steel that goes into my fucking jaw.
Is that the one where
it goes into the bone?
Yes.
Right?
Is that where you had the abscess and they had to drill your fucking tooth?
No, that was back
oh,
in here.
Okay. Anyway.
Wow.
No, like...
Yeah, I know somebody else who has something
thing?
Like that because his forehead got his forehead got slammed into a desk when he was a kid.
Don't put it in your mouth, Dad.
Yeah, you've got to be real careful.
Sanitary.
We talk a lot of shit here, and I'm the first guy to stand up and say I'll kick your fucking ass, okay? But
yeah.
I'm also 255 and a fairly big guy, and more than anything else, it's like, well, turn the other cheek. This isn't a public service announcement. You think you can kick this fucker's ass, go hard. But bear in mind, you got to worry about blood. There's guys who punch people in the face, work this junkie, go home, and they got AIDS.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's a really embarrassing way to die.
There's also like all the various hepatitis.
Oh, hepatitis.
Hepatitis.
So make sure you put on
plastic gloves
before you work the junkie.
No. Make sure you just shoot the fucker. No, I'm kidding.
Here's one for you for disgusting. I had a drunk. had to get him off the property. I wasn't, like, hurting this guy, wasn't messing him up, wasn't being an asshole.
No punches or kicks were thrown.
No, literally all I did is I picked this guy up and helped walk him off my fucking property.
Right.
2 weeks later, I'm scratching and itching like fucking crazy because the guy gave me fucking scabies.
Oh, that's nice.
Excuse me while I burn everything I own.
Yeah.
Burn. Light on fire.
Oh, nice.
Scabies, for those of you who don't know what that is, they're, you know what dust mites are? I mean, everyone has heard of dust mites.
These burrow?
These are tiny little fucking dust
mites.
Skin mites.
They're like,
that
like
eat your flesh. You can't see them. There's
they
no
do
way
a service to you then.
Yes.
They eat your dead flesh?
No. They
eat
the living
live flesh.
That's
looks
no
like
good,
a really
then
bad rash.
Yeah. Not good.
You're being literally eaten alive.
Yeah, it's kind of charming. They kind of burrow in and kind of like, you know.
Do they burrow?
Yes, they do.
They do burrow, Sean.
Ooh. I didn't know that. I'm not up on my scabies. I'd be like fire cleansers. I'm going to stick this blowtorch on.
That was merely denial. Like,
no, they don't burrow. No.
I'm like,
yeah. They don't burrow.
No. That's a different kind of infection, Sean.
No.
I was at my work Christmas party last night, and they had this really, they had this band there. They were really good. It was a keyboardist and a guitarist. The guitarist sung, and they had all drum tracks on mini disc in there. They're mostly playing songs from the 60s and 70s, and
I'm
like,
hell.
Oh my god, I'm in hell because of the demographic of the people there, right?
It was all like
40s, centering on late 30s or 40s.
Wasteland.
Yeah, it was like
perfect
Beatles
yeah
songs and
wonderful
stuff.
Mm.
But right in the middle, which perked up my
don't
attention.
Feel don't feel bad, Brian. Don't feel bad, PBM. Don't.
That perked up my attention. I heard. Yeah!
Oh,
like,
Ministry.
Oh, my God, they're playing Ministry. And that's all they did, though. Then they stopped there. It was like, oh, back to Beatles.
Just
it was
little,
just so, it was perfect.
That little cruel kick just to see all the people that are, you know, not baby boomers perk up going,
yeah.
Is that our music?
You gotta get us out of here!
Ministry, just one
that
fix.
That little
right
flash of
between
hope.
Beatles.
No, that's not just
okay, what is that?
Oh God, what song is that? Hey, it's got a cut from Arlie Ermey in it.
Oh wait, it's not important. Don't think about it.
That song by that band.
It's not just
no
fix.
Okay, well, it was Ministry.
No, it's not.
It is. I swear to God.
It's what?
James, you were right on the song.
No.
Check the hours.
I'm very sure.
Anybody?
No.
Okay, somebody tell me.
The song he's talking about, where he goes. Hey,
yep.
Just One Fix starts by going, no.
Okay.
It goes into a drum beat.
Okay.
I happen to be a huge Ministry fan. That is from the Mind is a Terrible Thing to Taste album.
Okay.
I believe it is the first track
on
that album.
Almost a huge Ministry
actually
fan because you don't know the song.
No, I'm totally brain farted. Will someone please tell me.
Before Sean.
Turning in Time. No.
Before Sean goes insane.
Meanwhile, they're talking about eczema.
Give me the
I think they're a little bit lagged.
Somebody get me the first three fucking tracks to the Ministry of Mind is a Terrible Thing to Taste, will you? Because it is not Just One Fix. Just One Fix was like my theme song for like 5 years.
So that redeemed them in my eyes. Like, they're really good, but...
Thieves, yes.
Okay, well, maybe.
Yeah, it is Thieves.
Thieves! Two people said it. Okay.
Yeah, hey, let's play it.
No.
We should play it.
Nomad
now,
Creek Top...
You know, we don't play music anymore. We used to have breaks.
We have enough stuff to play. I still have one more thing to play from somebody who sent it in. Like, they're crazy.
And he doesn't...
There's fucking tons of things to do
besides
playing music. That's because we had no content before.
And he has not done my rant yet.
Shut up. Well, it's not ready. We can play the solo version of...
By the way,
solo.
For those of you who are interested, guess what? Guess what? July 1st is going to be this year.
Canada Day?
Well, no, it's going to be on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So,
cool. We can do it again.
Guess what's happening on Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve.
There's an eclipse.
Here, like, about
really?
On Christmas Day.
Hours
in the morning.
Laughing. And I'm going to see you guys all line up against the wall of pop, and you're going to be like...
There's going to be an eclipse.
December 25th.
Come to talk?
There's an eclipse.
There's an eclipse on December 25th.
At the end of the millennium.
The supposed celebrated birth of Christ.
Cool.
At the end of the millennium.
Yeah. And from us at about 8:30, maybe a little before 8:30 in the morning,
our time.
Pacific Standard Time,
yeah.
And it's going to cover about 50% of the sun.
I'm not.
Cool.
I'm not a call.
If
you know, religious.
Clear.
I don't believe in the rapture. I don't believe in none of that shit. But, you know, it's kind of like one of those things where you have, like, the voodoo priest comes up and he, like, makes a trip to your house and this guy opens the door and there's King Billy standing and he goes, ah, you be Drexel, must stay inside the house today. Stay by.
I'd stay inside the
shadow
house.
Shadow people come for the eyes. Stay home, no lumas.
it goes away.
No,
you're
no
like, you're a crazy motherfucker. I'm going to stay home and play Diablo because I'm not feeling good. I'm not religious. I'm not Haitian. I'm fucking careful. It's like my buddy. This actually happened. This guy was driving. He was walking because we had to walk down the bus stop because I lived in like Tooleyville, right? So I had to walk fucking three blocks to get to the bus stop.
Actually, it's more than that.
Whatever. No, it's a school bus. So I go, and my buddy Jeff, son, was walking ahead. And he's walking down the middle of the road. It's a sunny morning, open sky, blue sky. And a large black raven flies down. I'm walking with him, okay? Like, I'm about 5 feet away from the guy. A large black raven flies down. He's not wearing glasses. Flies down and goes, and attacks him and tries to tear out his eyes.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, and flies away. I'm like, motherfucker, I would go home right now. That's it for me. What do you need?
He's telling you, do not go on.
Like, hello? You know, what do you want? The black cat to show up and go, oh, and rupture and have his guts explode on their own?
Or Archer's back like, up.
Well, fuck this. Are you superstitious?
No, I'm just careful. Just careful.
I'll call it being perceptive, and I'm heading my asshole.
Yeah, I'm not super. I am superstitious, but I don't believe in superstition, but I follow it.
Yeah.
You want to talk about superstition? I used to be a rational human being. There was a one point in my life where
I don't believe you.
You lie.
I believe the part about being used to be rational.
You blatantly lie.
There was a point where I at least tried to create a veil of rationality.
You only did that in front of your mother.
Exactly.
Okay. We all do that in front of our mother.
When I went to work, I would say, so how's it been tonight? Quiet? And the nurses and the cops and the doctors would be like, ah, ah. And I'm like, what? Don't say that word. What word? Don't say that word. Quiet. Ah. I'm like.
I'm saying it right here.
Me?
Quiet. Ah. Basically. Ah.
Yeah. We've done that before.
I'm sorry. It's just.
He likes it.
He gets off on it. I know.
I'm like,
it's worth a try.
Well, what's the problem? Every time you say that word, something will happen. And something happened.
Uh-huh.
And to this day, when I was at work at the hospital, if somebody comes up to somebody and so goes, so is it quiet tonight? Something will happen. Something bad will happen.
I'll attest to that.
I got to the point where I would not say the word quiet, and I would not say the word dead. Because if you said the word quiet, something would go wrong. You said the word dead, somebody would die. You'd have to take a body down to the morgue.
How can we cure you of this basically habit, then?
Someone has to die. we will kill
no,
one
nobody
person
seemed to like
basically.
Nobody
Every
seemed
time
to like
you say
my
basically,
suggestion
I don't bring cookies? That would be a deterrent for this.
No
guy.
Dr. Pepper for you.
Nobody seemed to like my suggestion of sewing his lip shut.
Well,
why are you punishing us?
I didn't hear that one. I like
control his speech. Shit isn't on. summary fucking punishment.
Okay,
here.
Continuing on with what I was saying.
Well, you know,
okay, what,
maybe
carry
maybe
on with
the
what you're saying.
No. Strike that from the record. Please.
We don't have a big enough paddle. Carry
on. My boyfriend is smaller than you, but he's much more insane and he has much less respect for human life. Let's put it that way.
All right,
Whoa. Less respect for human life? Is he a homicidal maniac?
No, Dak wants all of humanity wiped out.
Even if he was, Dak is a genocidal maniac. Carry on. All right.
Nomad Creek Top.
You couldn't pay
Shut up! Everywhere!
Up everywhere. Nomad Creek Top. Very cool guy. What he is doing, he's going through all of the What the Hell archives and doing the titles for the archive, saying what's in them. Very, very cool.
Sweet.
Wow.
Because that takes a long time.
It's so cool we have all these people in Rant Radio and Coffee just do all this work for us.
All this
it's beneficial for everyone.
So what are some of the titles? Like, let's hear some of them.
Week number 50, Quim. And the evils of masturbation. I remember the Quim.
Yeah, that was a great one.
The Quim. Remember Quim? The definition of Quim? I think
Yes.
Oh, I know what Quim is. Okay, never mind.
Week number 55, comics. The chicken threatens someone over the intercom. I remember that one.
Yep, me too.
Where he's threatening, thinking it's us, not letting him in.
Yeah, that's right. He's like, motherfucker.
And multi-level marketing. January 9th, 2000, Ramp Radio Nostalgia, Y2K Stories, of course. But anyway, he said, perhaps you can mention this on this week's show. I've set up a cult distributed.net team. I don't know if you know what distributed.net is. Basically the same setup as SETI at home, except that you actually have a chance. Okay, the chance is totally pathetically slim of winning something, but the idea behind SETI at home, if there is some extraterrestrial intelligence, that they wouldn't be so stupid as to just send some radio waves that we have to use friggin' supercomputers to analyze. Anyway, for everyone who's interested, just visit just www.distributed.net, and it tells you how to set everything up.
Okay, so the thing is, though, can we send messages back saying, broken down, need Star Cruiser.
Send Star Cruiser.
Bring Star Cruiser. Skeleton crew.
Skeleton.
Reactor link, very dangerous.
But would you want the Star Cruiser or what? Yeah. Don't tell them about the reactor leak. They won't come.
Yeah.
No, no, we just say, need Skeleton crew.
Send more Star Cruisers.
Absolutely. That's what we need. We need a Star Cruiser. I'm sorry.
Please enter us in the Star Cruiser of the Month Club.
Please send a catalog, please.
So,
credit.
So
my planet has to be worth something. I'll give it to you. I just want the Star Cruiser.
So they said, hey, Teddy, it's like this. You give us your technology, we'll give you all the calips you want.
Before we go into Tales from the Street and Gross Hospital Store, I'm going to play Dio Gets His Ass Kicked. That's what it's called, Holy Dio. So I don't know what this is
Holy
about.
Holy Dio is like a huge Dio fan, by the way, apparently. He just went to see them the other night.
What? Dio? Oh, what is Dio?
What is Dio?
Yes.
The master of album covers? They had the best fucking album covers.
What kind of music is it?
There's music?
Raving metal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's like
metal that didn't evolve.
They used to have have the Savage Sword of Conan fucking album covers going on with like and Boris would draw them and shit. And you'd have like the Shield with the guy.
Oh
with
yeah.
Fucking flax action going on. It was awesome.
Oh, maybe you'll have that kind of music behind.
It's like Manowar. You know.
Mm.
And then fight, live by your.
Oh God. Oh. Ah. Ah.
Always one more try. I'm not afraid to die. Oh, Hector. Oh, fuck.
It's like opera.
Oh, God, it's great.
Rock, metal, hair band opera.
I had a buddy of mine named...
Actually, that sounds more like Shirley Bassey than anything.
No, I won't go there. Anyway, I forgot what my train of thought was.
You want to just play it then?
Yeah, let's play it.
Okay, this is Holy Dio Gets His Ass Kicked, and it's subtitled Holy Diver. I don't know, that's the music in behind. Here it is on Rant Radio.
Hi, this is Prophet Holy Dio here, bringing to you something that really pisses me off. Friday night, I went to see Dio and Yngwie Malmsteen in concert. The show kicked ass, but one thing that made it a lot worse was the violent crowd. When I got there, I stood in line waiting for the doors to open. I got there early enough to get towards the front of the line, which by the time the doors opened, had went all the way down the block. Not only did it fill out, but there were more people squeezed in there than the club could hold. When the doors opened at 8, I went inside and found myself a place to stand on the floor before the rest of the crowd came in. I managed to get 15 feet back from the stage and it right in the center. Not bad. So anyway, some guy decides he wants to get in front of me. So what does he go and do? He clubs me in the back of the head and walks right over me. Hit me in the face with a shovel if I'm wrong, but there are better ways to get ahead of people than clubbing them in the back of the head. Hasn't the guy ever heard of saying maybe, excuse me, or even get the fuck out of my way, asshole, I'm trying to get by you, or something? Even if he hadn't, is that justification for clubbing someone over the back of the head? I don't think so. Well, the next thing I know, it's 8:50, and I am am I allowed to say in a rant? Anyway, I came to at 8:50, and I'm right in front of the stage in the restricted area with the security guards and the on-scene paramedic. So as a result of being knocked unconscious, I did make front row, but also got one hell of a headache, which still hasn't gone away. All good things come at a cost, I guess. So Dora opens the show. I never heard her before, and she was pretty good. Then Yngwie Malmsteen comes on. Wow, you can burn. I wish I could play like that. Then Dio comes on, and of course he kicks ass too. Early in the set, this guy started pushing everyone near him. This guy was big. 7 foot, 400 pound, don't fuck with me big. He eventually pushes a guy, who is pretty much his own size, and that guy pushes him back. That guy got pissed that someone would push him back and start swinging at the other guy. I happened to be caught in the middle of both the guys. I must have taken about 10 hits to the face in 10 seconds, and I already had a headache. I think the guy broke my nose as well. Anyway, I go down, and I'm on the ground, and I manage to stick my foot out and trip that guy.
The security guards rush over and haul that piece of shit out. You know, they thought that was pretty cool how I tripped the guy and stuff, so I managed to be in the restricted area right in the front. I got to shake hands with the man himself, Ronnie James Dio. That's pretty cool. So after Dio's last hyper set, which included a kick-ass rainbow medley, I started walking out of there. Some guy runs by me and hits me real hard, knocks me around in a couple circles before I go flat in my face. You know that scene in Final Fantasy IX where you're the Dan, you're trying to kidnap Princess Granette, and she runs right by you and sends you spinning before you fall over? That's basically what happened to me. It should be noted that I'm 6'5". It should also be noted that I'm 6'5", and I'm not talking about height. Sorry, kind of a bite joke. I feel so bad for those people who were hardly 5 feet tall. If they had it as bad as I did, they may have not walked out of there on their own. This is Prophet Holy Dio saying, if you go to a concert that doesn't have free-range seating, take some responsibility and get there early instead of violently pushing people over.
Programming headquarters. You're listening to Rant Radio.
General.
Oh, wow. Bad day for Dio.
Well, actually, not
Dio.
Really. No.
No, he got to shake hands
like,
with his idol.
By the way,
Dio, the reason you have a headache is because if you are knocked unconscious,
your brain received trauma.
You have what's called a concussion.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Trust me, I've had these.
Yeah. Just.
Go see a fucking doctor.
You go unconscious, it's called
you.
Go see a doctor.
You've broken your nose, too, yeah.
Yes,
trust me.
Every time you get knocked unconscious, there's a chance, and I'm not making this up, you could fucking die.
Yeah.
Or permanent brain damage.
Also, there's, cumulative damage. This is something that happens, actually, to a lot of hockey players. You can just take a lot of little hits, little concussions.
Muhammad Ali much?
Actually, they now know Muhammad Ali has Parkinson's disease, and they now know Parkinson's disease was caused by,
smacked.
No, by a certain chemical. That's in pesticides. They just recently released it. They banned this chemical. They now believe that most of the people, the reason they've been having this increase or massive increase of Parkinson's over the last few years has been caused by this one fucking chemical that they use in plant food or fertilizer.
That'd be great if it was true. We'll see, right?
Fuck you all that say I should eat vegetables, fuckers.
Sticking to the meat, huh?
Complex chemical compounds that we've artificially created and release into the environment, which... and get spread around in ways we don't know and that we haven't done very much research on. Guess what? Some of them are bad for us.
Yeah, they come
back.
Really?
They mess with biochemistry, which is like the most
complex.
Incredibly complex chemical reaction that exists.
Yep.
Go fucking figure.
Well, getting back to Holy Deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that I would agree with him that violence at concerts is really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You can push each other around and have some fun, but...
moshing to Sarah McLachlan while she sings the Canadian National Anthem while playing her acoustic guitar.
Okay, well, there's certain...
That's how fucked up General...
Okay, no, you gotta understand, though, there's certain places you do not go. For example, I would not go in the mosh pit at a Napalm Death concert. Not a fucking prayer, because there's guys who put the razor blades between the fingers and nails through the shoulder pads, and they fucking mosh. And they go there to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This happens.
Well, maybe if you're wearing that insane fucker's bear suit, the guy back east.
The power armor.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. But the point is that Buddy here has a point.
Classes.
Like, it's all metal. Everybody there is a fan. Like, when I went to the Manson concert, it was bad. I was getting fucking kicked in the head. People were punching me and shit, and I went into fucking angry mode and got out of there. And
there were people alive? I've seen you in angry mode.
No, I put out the vibe, and it was just, I was out there, I got horked on a whole bunch, and I'm like, fuck this. I go to leave, and some chick grabbed my arm, and I didn't know it was a chick, and I spin around, and I'm like, wow, because her on the end of my arm is dying. And I'm like, I'm going to leave here with a jaw. And so I'm like, I spin around, she's like looking at me like she's got real terror in her face, so I stuff her under the arm, we fuck off out of the mosh pit, right?
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm leaving this mosh pit mode. Now I'm protecting a small girl while leaving mosh pit mode.
Yeah, that means that
everyone
more people
who's
died.
In front of me
died.
Really wanted to leave. It's because there was more people pushing behind me. When they saw
there.
Me, then they let them go.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking, like, okay, I was at...
I've
and
never
this
seen
was
a
no
mosh
shit.
Pit at a Bernie Gislaise concert.
Oh, hell yes! 1993, the Canadian. Yeah. This was called the Great Canadian Party. It was a week after Lollapalooza. A lot of people wanted it to be Lollapalooza all over again. Had this really weird bill. They had like Barenaked Ladies and Sarah McLachlan and Ned's Atomic Dustbin and Snow, who pissed off the crowd like you could not have believed.
And then Barenaked Ladies came out and made fun of them.
Well, no fucking kidding. The Barenaked Ladies were kind of fucked up too, because their guitarist had found out his brother had died in like a drug driving accident. So they weren't really paying attention to the fact, but what was going on in the audience very much. Can't fucking blame them. But what happened, like, you know, none of us knew this at the time, of course, but, like, so you have this crowd, and it was, like, half 14-year-old girls who had no idea what was going to go on.
Oh, my God.
And half guys with, like, their shirts off in chains and, like, Doc Martens with, like, cleats and shit wanted to mosh to anything. Oh. And then there was me. In the middle of it all, trying to straddle this big pipe.
And don't forget the big pipe right down the center of the mosh pit that's about half a foot, 6 or 7 inches high.
What, they got all the cables
trips
in.
Everyone.
And
you get pushed back and forth, and if you happen to be unfortunate enough to be right over that pipe, you get to trip, every 10 seconds?
Guess what?
And risk dying? That's where I was.
And you had this huge... I was there, too. And there was this huge surging crowd. And here's, like, the thing is, once the band started up... Okay, not only, like, okay, I stand just about 6 feet tall, okay? I'm, like, 5'11".
Yeah,
if I reach my head up, I could reach the fresh air. These girls were a foot below me. I don't know what the hell happened to them. I think I landed on a couple of them a couple times.
Yeah, I'm over 6'3", and I was in it going...
I was like... And, okay, here I am. I fucking panicked, okay? I made it halfway through.
You're not that big either. You know,
hey,
no offense.
No, but
I'm fairly
tall, and I was staying upright most of the time. I was doing pretty good on average, but I fucking panicked. But I didn't make it halfway through Be My Yoko Ono, okay?
There's some moshing music.
That's the thing that was fucked up. It's like, it's the fucking Barenaked Ladies, you
folk
idiot.
Band,
well, no,
idiot.
I don't know what it is.
Fight my fucking weight.
Okay, but you know what? Okay, you don't have to. Moshing doesn't have to start as moshing, right? You get into any good band, like Barenaked Ladies. Sure, you're just bouncing up and down to the music. It's good music, and there's a ton of people rushing forward, right? It's not even a real mosh pit. People weren't bouncing around, smashing into each other.
It was just a ton of people at a concert being pushed forward
and bouncing up and down the music. I mean, I'm not tiny, and I didn't have to jump. The crowd was lifting me off my feet.
I was taller than them.
Yeah,
I was very careful.
I don't know. I still to this day find myself wondering. Like, I wonder if I actually twisted or broke somebody's ankle, because I remember falling in a big mass of people and hearing a crunch.
Oh, I stepped on some people's ankles.
These girls were there were some girls here. Like I said, they looked like they were about 14 years old. Like around the front, I lost one of my shoes. And afterwards, I went up there, and there was like this whole miraculously, I got it back. I remember seeing it at one point, sailing over the crowd. But I remember going up to the front and seeing this, like, at one point, I just remember the guitarist, like, looking up and seeing my shoe, and I'm like, I recognize that one is my shoe. I see, the guitarist looking up, bend down. And anyways, though, afterwards, going up front, and there were, like here I was, and I had, like, these slip-on shoes, but there was, there were thong sandals in there. And I'm thinking, for small
people are in there on bare
feet.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor girls.
My girlfriend Michelle. She was five. This was my girlfriend then. She was 5'3", and she was having a ball. She wasn't even trying to get. She was fighting to get in there.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the concert is or who the hell it is. It all depends how it starts. I was at David Bowie's Glass Spider tour. And, okay, that's to go back 10,000 years. That was
who's David Bowie?
Shut.
You seem to be a Nine Inch Nails fan. You don't know David Bowie.
I know what David Bowie is. It was a joke. And
he's that old guy that hangs
I'm
out.
I'm actually not a Nine Inch Nails fan.
And I was at, this was at GM Place.
Right.
And we're down there, and we're watching all of this, and the mosh, like, you had the crowd, you had people dancing to the music. Then it started turning into a mosh. By the end of it, before the fuck, I'm starting to shove my way to get the hell out of there. It's starting to look like Alameda. Okay, I mean. Altamont. I mean, it's like it was
Altamont.
Altamont. Yeah.
Okay. Haas and Best Incorporated. We're gonna do it. Okay. What the hell is Altamont?
Okay, it's the where the
Altamont was that?
The
was that? Was the Angels? Basically, the end of the 60s, let's just say. It was
the Angels ended up stabbing some guy on stage.
Oh, they were acting as bodyguards.
They were bodyguards at the Rolling Stones concert.
Yeah.
It was a free Rolling Stones concert, and to keep the cost down, they hired a bunch of Hell's Angels for security.
Yeah, they were trying. They were trying
to shit real
they were trying
fast.
To do. They were trying to do what the hell is it, like Woodstock on the West Coast, and they were doing it for free.
It all went bad.
But the thing is, it starts off with like the friggin' bounce, basically with everyone moshing. Well, just bouncing, and then it turned into the mosh. Then the fucking bouncers come in and start shoving everybody the fuck out of the way.
Well, you got
with knives.
No, not with knives, but they started shoving everybody.
You gotta know your crowd. If you go to a show,
and we're talking Bowie in the early 80s.
Oh yeah, but I mean, like, the thing is though, getting back to Holy Dio. The thing is that Dio, Holy Dio, knows, okay, it's a fucking heavy metal show, okay?
Yeah.
So, like, when I went to Manson, I was wearing my Garrison's, same thing I wore when I went and fought that crackhead, actually. I was wearing my Garrison's, I had cut-off jeans, I had a shirt that I did not give a fuck about. I mean, I could have left that concert naked. I had all my knives, all my
kit. Except your boots.
Everything was
there.
You knew
it was going to be rough there.
Those, yeah, I mean, you know it's there. Like, I've been to concerts where guys start deciding to fuck around, and I have ability to exude some presence when I want to. And so usually I can just crank it on a bit, grab some fucker by the face, and then that's the end of it, right? But, I mean, there comes a point where you got to know, like, I don't go into a mosh pit to fuck around if I think it's bad. The only time you grab people by the face is when you're fucking leaving. And some guy's like, ah, kick your ass, and you're like, stab. Have eyes full of fingers, thanks. And you leave. And, you know, that's the whole idea. You don't stick around. Get the fuck out of there. I don't care how cool the show is. It's not worth getting, you know.
Seriously, fucking
hear it from
up.
The back.
Trust me.
You hear it as well from the back.
Do you know how many people have died because they went down in a mosh and weren't able to get back up?
Yeah, don't go down in a mosh. Get up.
It's a bad thing to have.
There have been shows that I have gone to, okay, and I, like, mostly punk shows and shit like that, but there's been shows where I've gone to where I've gone into a mosh pit and pulled people out. That's all I've done. I just sat there, and I'm like, I don't even like the music. I'm like, well, whatever, I'm going to wait for the next poor fucking 13-year-old to fall over, and then I'm going to go extract
them. I wished I could have done that at that Bare Naked Lady show.
I was at a Primus mosh pit.
At
Lollapalooza, and I got knocked down during Jerry Was a Race Car Driver.
Oh.
Sucked to be me. So this guy was
big alive?
Fat. No.
This was back when he had long hair, too. It's
yeah.
Oh,
bad. So this this relatively large-sized motherfucker, wearing boots, stands on my head. It hurts a lot. Fortunately, men are equipped with an off switch. Testicle.
Wham!
No, I reached up, and I pulled myself up. He was then laying on the ground. But not being vengeful, I decided not to stand on his head. I figured I'd done enough already.
Well, you already grabbed his head. You don't need to stand on it.
No, I, like, grabbed his head. I grabbed his nuts. And pulled myself, I'm not lying, like, he was wedged. He couldn't move. I grabbed his nuts, and I pulled myself up by them.
And he went
end
down.
End of problem.
Then he then went down in the hole you had made.
You can bet your ass he took his foot off my head, though, huh?
I think that's where probably, I think that your...
Nice to have long
your genetic bloodlines
like
come into play in a mosh pit.
As in, that guy doesn't have any more?
No, seriously. For example, when I'm in a mosh pit and I begin getting hit from five angles, because you don't know who's hitting you, and you don't know what's there, right? You don't know who's fucking smacking you. When I was in that
mosh pit, they don't know they're sitting there.
And I'm getting smacked. At that point, I get into the racial memory thing. And suddenly, I'm in the Irish Highlands, and it's like 480, and there's a whole lot of British kicking my ass. And at that stage, I really don't give a fuck. It's like, smack, I'm like... Bang! Hey, what'd you hit me for? Because I'm a bad man. That's it. You're totally insane. Yep, and I'm getting out of this mosh pit. That's how that works. I can be comfortable with this, you know? When in times of crisis, do whatever it takes. You can justify it all to yourself later. Okay?
Let's do Tales from the Street.
You bet.
Sure. Okay, there's the intro.
I like to follow the path of the producer there.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Batten down your hatches and lock your doors. It's Ronan Medic's time once more for Tales from the Street. Yes, touching lightly back on earlier in the show when we were going over with little things like dogs and
vehicles and vehicular homicide and all the rest of these loving things. It was a really good lead-in to what my story I had planned for tonight. We have ourselves a loving couple. They're driving down, I would say a highway in the middle of northern Canada, quieter area. Lo and behold, as they're going down the Alaska Highway, there's this wolf or what have you in the middle of the highway making use of the quieter tracks down the highway. Honey, is that a wolf there? Yes, it is. Why aren't you slowing down for it? Because it'll get out of the way.
Uh-huh.
But, honey, you're still doing over 100 kilometers an hour. You're going to hit the animal. You don't want to kill the animal. They're endangered. Lo and behold, husband's like, if the dog's stupid enough to not get out of the way, well, I'm going to keep on going because I don't want to get stranded out here.
That's why they're endangered, honey.
Yeah.
Too stupid to live.
All but. Oh, I have prairie chicken stories for that one. But now the wife, acting a little bit on the rabbit side, no, honey, that's the wrong thing to do. Why aren't you slowing down? And the wife, reacting because she doesn't want the dog to get hurt, grabs the steering wheel.
Brilliant woman. Excellent survival skills.
Oh,
kill two people for the price of a wolf.
Oh, yes.
Actually, I like that.
This is Uncle Dak math. The vehicle
does
now...
Does it get rid of a lot of humans? I'm for it.
The vehicle now begins to fishtail down the highway. The vehicle now is not only fishtailing, it's also fishtailing down a hill. It starts to gather speed, and now it starts to spin and spiral. Yes, now it now spins and spirals, goes into this lovely little thing
if
called the other lane.
If that fish didn't die, I would have killed her.
Oh, it gets semi-better. It gets semi-better. Now it starts to spin, and now it's in the other lane. Now, the nice thing about the Alaska Highway is it's only two lanes, one going one way, one going the other. So now, as it spirals and spins out of control, yes, lo and behold, what's coming up the other way but a low-geared down truck? Yes, that's right. All for the price of one wolf, because the woman was still conscious when we got there for it. And ironically enough, her husband, which was put into a coma, and all but luckily somehow survived because the truck was going at a low speed, which the car spun into and T-boned by the truck. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Survivors from that?
Oh, yes. She survived. She was conscious. She was.
You're on the cord.
Yes, that's the part that bothered me, is they were accelerating approximately, about, like I said, about 100K, and then we're starting to go down and still accelerating down to the truck, which is low.
So they got
T-boned. Low.
She survived. She's fine.
She survived. She's fine. The husband gets knocked unconscious, spinal injuries, the whole nine yards. And when we get on scene, she's there, and it's like, I just wanted to save the wolf. And that's all she said over and over and over again. I just wanted to save the wolf. 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 So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, for your own safety, if it's clear to avoid a vehicle, it's clear to avoid an animal, do so. But you have, in physics, you will win.
Yeah.
It's a living thing. Yes, it's tragic.
It'll be quite an impact, too.
Oh, yes.
If they were... I keep thinking, if they saw it far enough ahead that they were having this extended conversation that you were describing, I think, the person could have slowed down. But yes, either way, if you're at that point, grabbing the wheel there's a reason why people on the passenger side are not supposed to drive.
There's not two steering wheels.
Yeah. He was an asshole. She was an idiot.
Yeah.
Matt that's made in heaven.
That's sympathetic
that's
idiot.
Yep, that sums it up perfectly.
Yeah, he was kind of a dick. But I mean,
and stupid
she was
as well.
Fucking stupid.
No, she was an idiot. Yeah, she was, well, I mean, an idiot. I didn't go into specifics.
They're
but
meant
idiots,
for each other.
That's pretty.
You're an idiot.
You're right. You're an idiot.
We're gonna have lots of asshole idiot children. All right.
Well, no longer.
Well, no longer in a lot of respect. But
and gross hospital stories. As soon as I start it.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross, 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 Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Zach on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. Come on up in your uncle, old Uncle Dak's lap. It's time for another one of his stories.
No matter how much you pay me, it will never happen.
Call the police. And perfect. Put away the rubber nipples.
Yes.
Did my wife send you?
I had it up to here with you people.
Okay, enough with the Ren and Stimpy comments.
Plant your teeth into the ass of life and drag it to you.
Where the fuck is that from?
I heard it on the radio.
That's cool.
Oh, my beloved ice cream bar.
Okay.
I've had it since I was a child.
Hello. Hey, like buttons. Sorry.
In case I hadn't mentioned it, I spent 5 years.
You did mention it.
Yep.
We all know. Laugh quietly.
Have you gotten the cease and desist letters yet?
And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. Tonight, I'm going to give you a moral.
Oh, good. Kay.
Moral.
A moral. There's a moral. Okay. Boys and girls, if you're ever in an accident, if you're ever in a car accident,
don't we get the moral at the end of the story?
No. I'm gonna explain this. If you're ever in a car accident, if you're ever in an accident, if you're ever hit by a car, if you're ever any way, shape, or form hurt bad enough that, or I should say a person with you is hurt bad enough that they cannot pick themselves up and walk to your vehicle to go to the hospital, don't pick them up and put them in a car and drive them up to the hospital because you think you'll get them there faster than the ambulance. You may get them there faster than an ambulance, but there's a reason we send an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they know, not only one, how to treat the person before we get them there, but also sometimes not every hospital is the same. God did not create all hospitals equally, okay?
Yeah,
exactly. Some of them are able to handle massive trauma. Some of them are not.
Run out of the room screaming.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, I'm sorry. We can't help you. Dun, 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 slam.
So these guys are driving. They're out cruising. And they hit this woman who's drunk. She's stumbling out. I mean, we're talking real, 50-year-old bar fly. There's a word for those
cougar.
Cougar would be a nice.
She's an aging slut.
Yeah, well, I don't know her morals, but she's an older woman who lives in a bar and staggers home.
Aging slut.
Okay, aging.
Both and I saw her walking down the street earlier today. I'm wondering why a 50-year-old woman in a miniskirt's wandering around in the middle of December.
She can drink at home.
She's cold.
There's only one reason to go to the bar.
Yeah, so she basically is wandering in front of the car, and they hit her.
Uh-huh.
So they break.
Line the slug trail.
They break her leg.
Oh, so
now, when you break a leg and tear it, there's the long bone here has tension.
Which long bone where?
Right.
Oh, that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
In your thigh, your femur. From the muscle. The muscles kind of are stretched.
Yes.
So when you break it completely, we're not talking just a nice little crack. We're talking
when you actually clean break and
displace the bones.
Yes, it does.
The muscle contracts and pulls the two pieces together.
Yes, so you have one leg shorter than the other.
Shorter than the other. And if you tear the leg so that you have this, you have all of these wonderful bleeds going on in there.
Really?
Yes, your femoral artery is a lovely thing to spurt out.
It's really hard to clamp it off.
Yeah.
So they bring this woman in screaming, my leg. Now, a drunk person who's in pain is one of the worst people in the world to deal with. A drunk person...
They must be in an awful lot of pain if they're drunk and feeling it.
Who's in pain, who's like got this bad a wound, is one of the worst people in the world.
Shut the fuck up.
So they bring her in, bleeding all over the back seat of their car.
Oh, yeah.
Bring her in. We hurt this lady. You've got to help her.
What a moron.
So they bring her in. So immediately.
She's drunk. Fuck that. Keep driving.
We drag her into the recess room, which is where the emergency room, where we handle very gross and meaty accidents. And the first thing we got to do is they've got to clamp off the thing. So they place pressure on the femoral artery, but it's too torn up all the way to the joint.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, Jans knows what's coming. Actually, the Roman medic knows what's coming next. So in order to clamp off the major artery, they've got to get to it. But because the meat has contracted because of the tension in the muscle, while they hold her down, has to pull the leg back.
Great.
has to reapply tension so the leg can straighten out, so that way they have access to the artery so that they can cut it off.
Yazoo, oh, got to do that, boys and girls.
Oh, yuck.
You're pulling my leg, Dak.
So I had to yank her leg back till it tensed out the muscle, and I tell you, that is really, really fucking hard.
Did she like that?
50-year-old barfly.
What? Did she like that?
Oh, she was screaming like you cannot imagine. They then go in, clamp it off.
But she stayed conscious.
No, she passed out halfway through.
Lucky her.
There's a kindness.
They clamp it off. They pack her up. They send her, and they're like, why didn't you call an ambulance? Because we thought we could get her here faster. Okay, moral of the story, morons, if you hurt somebody and there's blood and guts and everything...
And if they're drunk and they're 15, you can get out of
it. I don't care if they're 12 years old. I don't care if they're 100.
Fucking driving.
You are not going to get them there faster. You're not going to do them any good.
Fuck that.
By picking them up and carrying them and taking them to the hospital yourself. You're not
even in extreme cases.
Well,
of course, there's extreme cases.
There's maybe one time in 100.
Yeah, there is an asterisk to that.
Yeah,
yeah, the one time in 100, one time in 1,000 that maybe...
Where the hospital's like right there.
And it's the right circumstance.
Common sense.
Yes, of course.
Common sense.
Common sense is...
There's a reason why paramedics are highly trained. Let's talk about spinal injuries.
Yeah.
Anything like that.
Crunch, they go limp.
Well, you don't really give a fuck. I mean, if you really cared about this woman, you wouldn't have hit her with the car in the first place.
Yeah, jeez. Come on, stop hitting the women.
It's a stupid woman. She's not getting out of the way.
I don't understand. I met her in the bar a week ago. She offered to buff my bumpers.
See, the thing I don't understand. The thing
I'm sorry.
People are like, all people are equal. I hate to tell you this. But all people are not fucking equal. All right?
They all deserve.
Oh my God!
They all deserve equal opportunity, equal rights.
What are you saying?
But they're not equal.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Everyone deserves equal shit, yeah. But I'm sorry, okay, you're going to tell me that Stephen Hawking is exactly equal to, say, oh, I don't know, Ted Bundy? No.
No, I think
both of them profoundly affected the world we live in.
Well, yeah, but you got to understand that, like, there's a lot of really fucking stupid, sick, you know, you all know what I'm talking about. It's a shame to call people, there's a lot of fucking trash. There's a lot of trashy people in the world, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not elitist shit. That's elitist.
If it wasn't for really fucking stupid people, where would Springer get his guests from?
Oh, that's right.
Not only that, but it's like, you know...
His audience.
You
know, or his viewers.
I'm sorry, if you're bringing back your empty beer cans to get enough cash to buy the crack, you're a piece of shit.
You are a waste of the flesh you're printed on.
Well, no, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, I'd never call somebody a waste. Like, maybe they could, you know, I don't know. Sometimes there are people in the world who I think should find Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, if religion will get you out of the frying pan into a different fire, you know, at least it's a nice little fucking sedation for you. Why do you think that religion has not been disproved? We have enough evidence.
People need to believe in it.
Exactly. If you were to go, it's like, Native Indians much. Hi.
Yeah.
We'll destroy your religion, your culture turns to shit, and you die. So if you go and do this... if you go and do this to the American people, there are people in like the southern states over the age of 50 who, that's their fucking world. And if you go and twist that shit around, well, you're fucked.
What's
there are people
religion's
in Langley
their world.
Under the age of 14 that's their world.
Yeah. Well,
you know, well, whatever. Yeah. I mean, when you're 14, you can bounce back, right? But, I mean, when you're like 50 and going to die, it's like, guess what? It's all a lie.
Yeah.
You know, even if there was like some old woman who like comes up to me on the street and she's like, you know, and I've had this happen. She goes, you know, you look like you're possessed by Satan. And I look at her and I'm
I am!
I look at her and there comes a point when, like, I used to really enjoy arguing in theology, but it's not cool when you're arguing with old people and then you break them.
Oh.
When you win, you have this really shambling, old, broken person and you feel like, wow, I'm such a big man now, I've totally destroyed this woman's concept of reality.
When I argue with somebody about religion, I never want to break them. I just want to argue with them.
No, fuck
I don't want to change their attitude unless they're like totally fucked up. No. I just want a good argument with them.
I argued it to win.
Yes.
Any type of argument is a conflict.
Because I'm not trying to
hell with your friend.
I like to argue with Jehovah's Witnesses. I like to try to convert them to Christianity.
Oh, Russell,
convert them to Christianity.
One step at a time, right?
When
there's an 83-year-old guy who's got like a year left to live, and he's worried about converting enough people to Jehovah's Witnesses so he can go to heaven.
It'd be a shitty thing.
I want to convert him to Christianity so he doesn't have to worry about it anymore.
Seriously,
Jehovah's Witnesses an MLM kind of thing or what?
Yeah, there's a limited number.
Okay, the JW shtick is this. It's like, hi, there's a number, limited number of people.
144,000.
Yeah, there's 144,000. That is fucking it. Okay?
That's determined
12,
judgment day, right? 12, they're not already up there.
For each of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah. So, unless you do enough shit, you don't get in.
Right.
Now, the idea here is I'm like, okay,
so it's
maybe...
Like, so it's like theological multi-level marketing.
Yeah. There's not really
the
much incentive to join because...
The more people
that's
you convert, the worse your own odds get. That's charming.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, it's an elitist
There's not really much incentive to join because...
Trying your best.
It's an exclusive club. Why wouldn't you want to be in an exclusive club?
I'm going
to
actually talk... Speaking about exclusive clubs...
Must be good.
I'm going to talk about something here because I bet you I'm going to talk about a little something here that I want people to understand something. So they're going to learn something this episode of What the Hell.
Morals? Look, Jack's introducing morals. You're introducing...
I'm going to give everyone here in the IRC a heads up on Scientology. Okay? A lot of people have heard of Scientology. A lot of people, you know, they're a fucking cult. There's some shit. Let me just kind of bring up you up to speed about Scientology. The website that I'm going to talk about is called www.xenu.com. Okay? Now...
Hang on a second. I want to go get my shovel and pickaxe.
Okay, now what this website is... This website is dedicated to the destruction of Scientology. I absolutely fucking hate Scientology. Okay? Now this place here will break it down for you. You can get more information on it. Whatever. These guys are anti-Scientology. The gist of Scientology is as follows. Okay, a couple billion fucking years ago, we were all these, like, sort of perfect kind of beings that were all, like, floating around immortal, kind of Akira sort of shit. Shut up. Now,
on an episode of Star Trek.
This is not. So then what happens is there is a guy named Xenu who lives on a star cruiser at the edge of the galaxy who plagues us with these things called Thetans. And these Thetans are why you get sick and you're not immortal and shit. Now, what L. Ron Hubbard did was he cooked up a series of psychological and mental channeling type spiritual lessons where you can quote-unquote audit these Thetans out of your system, okay? And eventually, after I believe it's $650,000 American, you will be able to be selected to go to the final level of transcendence. You become like this being of near immortal power. Now, that's it in a nutshell. There's illustrated history of Scientology there and what it's all about. Now, you must understand, we all know the name Scientology, but you ever wonder why the Battlefield Earth was so heavily shit on by Hollywood? It's not just that. It was a horrible fucking movie. Okay, there's lots of horrible fucking movies that come out, and Hollywood does not shit on them that hard. The reason why they did that is because it's the only way Hollywood could strike back. Scientology has a fucking army, and I'm not kidding, an army of fucking lawyers who go out there with the prime intention of shutting shit down. That's all they do. You talk about Scientology, they'll sue your ass through the floor. Okay? Now, Scientology is a dangerous cult. I'm not saying that these people are like, you know, the J-dubs. J-dubs are annoying. No. Scientology is dangerous. People die. They have a cruise ship which people go out on and frequently don't come back from.
It's called the Sea Society.
Yeah. There is also ranches, camps. They have high schools. They have private schools. Scientology schools where the children, when they graduate these things and go to a normal school, have to be held back 3, sometimes 4 grade levels in education just so they can be brought up to standard speeds. Now, if you go through that Operation Clambake website, www.xenu.com, okay, that will give you a real guideline on this. This organization is fucking dangerous. Fuck Americans for Purity. They're just a bunch of wingnuts who we can, you know, shit.
Laugh
those guys
about.
Can show, whatever, pal.
And they'll never do anything because
they're
ridiculous.
Like, fuck you. We'll just stick you in the neck and leave you for dead.
We're going to masturbate no matter what you say.
Yeah, like, fuck you. Money shot for you. Okay, but the thing is that these Scientologists take people and destroy them. They victimize people on
They
break up families. When my wife was traveling in Austria, she ran into a guy who was looking, like, fervently for his daughter. Or actually, I think it was his niece, to be honest with you. Because his family had, like, she became victim to one of these Scientology sects, and off she goes. This is full-on Conan Thulsa Doom kind of shit, okay? You got to be really aware of the danger that exists with Scientology. Now, the reason why, Sean, well, that's all cool, but why do we got to talk about it? Because we are pirate media. They cannot stop us, period, okay? Word of mouth is very strong with the counterculture movement, okay? Now, we're the only people who can stop them. Let me say that again. We are the only people who can stop them because they're legally protected and no one is above the law. Unless, of course, you happen to be a little bit outside of that fucking shtick. So we need to circulate and let people know. I'm not saying you should start firebombing stuff. I wouldn't cry. But, I mean, if I'm not saying you should do that shit. Okay, it's not good to hurt anybody.
And anybody is allowed to have their beliefs.
You bet. Anybody's allowed to have your beliefs, provided you're not victimizing and hurting other people.
Yeah. But these guys walk the line between being fucking criminals, and only because they've got enough lawyers and money to throw up this veil of respectability.
You bet.
Is the only reason they can get away with
their
this
chief
shit.
Weapon is ignorance. They do not want people to know. They do not want information to get out as to what the fuck their religion is about. It is not a religion. There is nothing religious about it. It is science fiction. And people have gone over, if you go through that website, people have gone through their quote-unquote auditing courses. Psychoanalysts have gone through these courses. These courses were designed by, for lack of a better term, black hat psychoanalysts.
Yeah.
This is like full-on MK Ultra. If you were to do these courses with the intention of trying to condition your mind this way, you will drive yourself into a broken shell of a person which has a hand-to-mouth mentality for how you think. Okay, it's very, very, very important that we educate people as to the dangers of Scientology. Books like Dianetics, like this L. Ron Hubbard, and incidentally, in Hollywood, that Scientology temple they have set up for people like fucking Tom Cruise.
Which one?
Yeah, there's so many of them. But there's a main one that is downtown in Hollywood.
I actually have pictures of it.
Yes. Those are part of the schematics we have for a later date. Anyway,
yes, well.
The thing is that with that particular temple, that is only for the celebrities in Hollywood because they receive special treatment.
Where do you think they get their money?
Do you think the average...
No, it's not about their money. It's about their image.
They're exactly...
Oh, John Travolta, Tom Cruise,
Nicole Kidman.
They're cool.
And trying to tell me with a straight face that the average rank-and-file Scientologist gets the same treatment as Travolta and Kidman and Cruise and the celebrity name.
Unfortunately, the only thing... I do not watch any program that I know has a knowing big star. I boycott any product that I know has a big Scientologist star in. The only thing exception I make is for South Park, because unfortunately Isaac Hayes, who I loved, I discovered was actually a Scientologist.
Who's Isaac Hayes?
He does the voice of Chef.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really a shame that, you know, like, people that you respect and care about have been sucked in by this bullshit.
No,
all the more...
That's why he came back.
Yeah. All the more reason why people need to be educated and have solid information. Now, what I'm giving you here, this is a full-on introductory course, okay? You hit that Xenu site, which is kind of interesting. They named it after the antithesis. Now,
actually, there's a reason for this. There's a reason why they also used to have a Scientology news group, but it would get spammed to shit with like tens of thousands of messages that the Scientologists would send out. It was just like gibberish and garbage, so it made it virtually unusable. But when they set up one that had the word Xenu, the name Xenu in it, that one got left alone because they're afraid of that. It's part of their belief structure that this Xenu guy is something to be afraid of, and they won't go near anything to do with that, which is one of the reasons why this website is still up and running.
Now, I'm not kidding here. This isn't like, you know, Satan has his dark influence on... Okay, for example, because I'm saying this, and a Scientologist would listen to me, he'd say, he's an agent of Xenu. Now, this is not said with the same sort of idea that he's an agent of Satan. When people say you're an agent of Satan, they just mean that Satan has influence on your life, and you're serving this dark lord without your knowledge. You're an unfortunate victim. These guys actually believe that I have, like, a StarCom where I go and get my orders from Xenu.
Trust us, if we had a Star Cruiser, we wouldn't be
Motherfucker,
here.
Motherfucker, if I had a Star Cruiser, you sure as shit would not have that temple in Hollywood. Okay? Trust me
if
on this one.
If I had a Star Cruiser, why would I be
Commence
here?
Primary ignition.
Yeah. Oh, hi there, John Travolta. Where is the L. Ron Hubbard stronghold? I don't know. Oh, well, we'll just fire on the temple here in Hollywood. Okay, it's in Birmingham. Okay, you may fire when ready. No, you said you wouldn't. I thought you were trusting. I'm sorry.
And by the way, you won't be making any more movies that look like they were shot inside of a paint mixer.
Yeah, no shit.
By the way, Germany got in, like last year, or actually about 2 years ago, Germany kicked the Scientologists out. Well, they didn't actually kick them out. They just came down and said, bullshit. You charge
actually,
money.
Germany did one of the most progressive things about this problem that I've seen done in the world, and that is they classified Scientology as a dangerous cult, and it is now illegal. They no longer have tax exempt status in Germany. They're no longer considered a legitimate church.
Didn't the dark one say
they're
that?
They're a dangerous
cult. Yeah, it was illegal
cult.
Over there.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking banned.
Yeah.
Germany's like, we know all about this organized, these kinds of organizations.
We don't like them, no more.
No, we don't really like them. I don't care what kind of symbol you use, fuck off.
And so what happened? This is the part I love. They go to the UN, Scientologists go, the Church of Scientology goes to the UN and said, we're being persecuted.
yes, you are.
No, wait, we're being persecuted in Germany. The Church, the International, there's a thing for human rights in the UN. Says, we'll look into this. Scientology then makes a donation. I'm not making this shit up. Makes a donation to the fucking UN, to the Human Rights Commission, and their case gets bumped to the head of the list.
However, it should be stated that no matter what they say, Germany's not letting them back in because their basic idea is we do not care what you're saying.
Here, let me
we have stood against the world before, and we will do it again!
let me
finish.
I am very sorry, but...
Let me finish. So... The UN goes in, takes a look, and comes back with saying, okay, you might have some arguments, but the majority of your things and the majority of Germany's claims is that they pulled your tax-exempt status because you were charging your parishioners for their services. That violates the basic definition of a church. Sorry.
You're fucked.
Yeah. So they're now trying to...
Thanks for the cash, by the way.
They're now trying to refile... under other arguments of how this is persecution.
To quote Sex Pistols, thank you for the money!
And they're now starting this fucking... Well, the last few years they've been doing this blast fucking cannon PR run against Germany saying how they're still fascists over there.
Well, you know...
They are still fascists over there,
but they're kinder, gentler fascists.
Yeah, but they're just like...
Well, let me tell you straight, Tom. You organize camps, do you? Not in our yards anymore.
We
learn.
I'm very sorry, but I do not think we will be having any Scientology lately. And if there's any problems with this, would you pass the soap?
We're going to...
And I'm getting basically beaten for what I say.
I'm persecuting a religious sect.
Okay. We're going to open up the phone lines. People are going nuts.
Wow, how many minutes do we have for phone calls?
Welcome. 1-877-727-9726.
That's enough for one.
Have you got something you've got to get out of your chest?
Really?
You can call us at the house toll-free right now at 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome. I think somebody's on the phone right now.
Yep.
No.
Okay, there.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
This is Vampire Marius.
Hey,
Vampire Marius! How you doing, buddy?
Ah, pretty good. You good?
Oh, not bad.
That's good.
Hanging out?
My life.
So what's the score, man?
All right. Well, I'm doing the official vampire phone call to let you know what the hell we're all going on about.
Okay.
Okay, we got our clenvampire.com coming along. We got Soul Trance working, doing all the net shit.
Excellent.
Yeah, Test Subject's doing the artwork, and a couple of us are doing the content.
Great.
We're working on kind of a semi-hierarchy system so we can actually stop bitching at one another and actually get something done, because that's kind of... We agree most...
Okay. What are you guys like, whatever you guys decide to do inside your clan is cool. As a matter of fact, in brainwashing, I talk a little bit about a little bit more about people getting more into their clan. So, provided you guys, you know, are all cool with what you're doing, then fuck, fair ball. Have at her. I mean, you guys, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of people could learn a lot from the vampire clan because I don't see many vampires chewing each other's heads off, and I don't see many vampires going and... they're actually, because of you, in fact, Marius... you've been one of the most structured guys going around. Ronan Templar Knight as well should be given kudos as well. His efforts were not gone unnoticed. But, I mean, because, like, you and I have had our differences in the past, but absolutely, there's no question as to your dedication to that clan. It's really cool.
Yeah, and then still trying to ask me just to let everybody know about Project Clit, or K-Lit.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just going on about people sending him shit, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's about it.
All right, buddy, you take care. Right on.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right, next phone call.
Next caller, please.
Next caller, please. I want to remind everyone we will be broadcasting on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And people can come on New Year's Eve. Those are both Sundays.
On Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
It's a Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Christmas Eve. I'm not going to be here Christmas Eve.
That's up to you.
Okay, sorry, man.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Jason from Erase.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. How's it going, boys?
Very, very good.
Pretty good.
Very, very good.
Sorry I missed you last week, Jason.
I missed you too.
All right, so what's going on? You just phoned in to say yo or what?
The plan you guys have for in March for the tearing down of child porn websites.
That's actually hasn't been officially released yet.
Yeah, I know, but remember how we were talking about potential cult rant slash gig of some sort?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe that could be a tie-in.
Sure, we could do something like that. We'll have to talk about that a little bit off-air. We're going to be working towards that on what we call Day 21, which is coming very soon.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. If you send me some messages about that, just to bring everybody up, Erase the band, we played some of their music last What the Hell show, it wants to have me go do some live spoken word and maybe put some of my stuff on their album and stuff like that. So it's all very cool, and they're very into Jason is also, I just haven't done the processing, but he's joining Cult as well, so it's very, very cool. And it's all fucking good. So I just wanted to absolutely... more details you have, you let me know. I'm here to help you.
Yeah, well, next little while, after Christmas, we'll get the ball rolling, and we'll talk about all that shit, and
you bet.
And get it going good, because it's a good cause.
You bet, man, you bet. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent.
Excellent. Yes, that sounds very cool.
Yes.
Actually, that
getting some sort of
that sort of reminds me of a little thing I saw on the Fifth Estate this week.
Which is?
They did a highlight on the quote-unquote hacker community and society.
Did they?
Yes,
Hacker Haven of Canada.
Oh, I bet this would have been fucking sweet.
Oh, this is amazing. Actually, I called the 1-800 number, and I'm having the program sent to me.
Ah, excellent.
Yes, it was very good. The interesting part for me that sticks out in my brain is the first 10 minutes where they go into white hat or black hat, so to speak, hackers going around saying that... You know, do the back orifice, get into your box, own your box, and then tell you, as case one predicted or demonstrated, this one hacker got into this guy's box because he was looking at what he felt was inappropriate porn. So, of course, the switch goes on in my head. Well, as it turns out, law enforcement agencies look at cyber vigilantism as the same as cyber terrorism.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They don't like it, then.
They will treat you as the same as if you hacked the bank.
Oh, great. Good. Well, stay the fuck out of our way.
That was fully expected.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. It's just like, that's just one of the many highlights that were...
Oh, yeah. Well,
is that the United States or Canada's opinion?
That was the RCMP.
Fifth Estate.
Yeah, that's
right. RCMP.
And if a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his ass hopping. That's totally irrelevant to us or anything else we do.
No, I'm just... It's just... You just triggered
the memory. Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I'd love to see that copy, though. I mean... The RCMP, when it comes to cybercrime, is thicker than whale shit in the wintertime, so, I mean, whatever works.
Oh, you'll, if that goes with that, you'll get an absolute riot out of about half the movie. Half the film, half the entertainment of it.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
I'm really fucking sure. If people are wondering what I'm talking about, Day 21. Day 21 is 01-01-01. Day 21 is the kickoff of the Inquisition. More information will follow as things develop. All right, let's take a call.
Hi, on the What the Hell show. Who's this?
This is Red 5 calling it.
Hey, Red 5.
I just had to call in because you guys were talking, like, well into the
major Lego thing earlier.
Yes, and I finally did start playing with it, and I have a crack addiction.
But exactly. But the thing was that it was just perfect timing because I actually picked up myself some Technics Lego today.
Oh, did you?
I got myself a battle droid.
Oh, did you?
I talked about it long enough that I could put the whole thing together, and I was pretty impressed.
You got to get a Mindstorms, man. They fucking own.
Well, yeah. No,
what's the difference between the battle droid and the Mindstorms?
The Mindstorms actually has what they call an RCX, which is a basic, like a PLC. It's something you can use, program logic controller.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, and, you know, Enki, by the way, knows more about fucking robotics than God, so...
So does yours hook up to a computer as well?
God, what does God know? He's all into religion
how smart
and shit.
He is. Rodney Brooks sends an email asking him questions and stuff. Anyway, so... anyway, carry on.
Anyways, no, this one is pretty much... You have to move it to make it do things. Or you just sit it
on
your...
Ooh, cool!
You have to prod it with a stick.
Move.
or just, it's going to probably just sit next to my Naboo fighter, so...
Kick ass!
You poke it in the back, it says, oh fuck, Jedi!
But no, I was in the literature in the box, I was getting all gooey because there's lots of stuff about
the
mind.
You were getting all gooey.
Anyway, you're getting all gooey because of what?
All the Mindstorms stuff that, you know, like, buy this, this is cool. there you can get, like, the R2-D2 kit, program it, and let it run around and do whatever you want, right?
Really?
And, of course, you know, me being both a big, like, Lego and Star Wars fan, I was...
It's just natural.
Oh, yeah, it's like, I don't know, selling pumpkins and Christmas trees. They're both seasonal, and they come from the ground.
Did you phone in on the 1-800 number?
Yes.
Bastard.
Well, I was going to call in on your line, and I figured no, he won't answer, and he'll send me.
No, I take that as priority, actually.
All right. Anyway, we have to go. We have real people who want to call in.
Yeah.
I'll hang up my imaginary
phone.
He knows we love him. He knows we love him. Hey, incidentally, now that I got you on the line there, Red Five, what do you think of the new cult server?
Fuck, man. What'd you do, get like a... I don't even want to say it online because it's too embarrassing. It's in my office.
Yes.
See, you know what? The only plus on that thing is that it's an ATX case.
Oh.
It's the exact same size as existing cult server. And actually, it has one fallacy, or one missing item. It doesn't have feet. So if I was a shelf, it'd scratch the shit out of stuff. Anyways, it's good. It's all good.
That reminds me of the
that thing running. You know what? I think Bob from Peru has a chainsaw. We could just lop the thing off. There's a bit of headroom there.
Okay. What he's talking about is I brought down the new cult server, which is a lowly P2266, but...
Which is actually a processing enhancement over the current cult box.
Yeah, which the current cult box is like really... I don't know if you've noticed, but it's kind of slow. And
really?
So Red 5 is going to be looking after trying to fucking make that shit work. So thank you very much, Red 5. And oh, I'm sorry that I...
Five.
What's that?
I have a note for Red 5. Disable VIP tracking. Please. It makes my head hurt.
I don't deal with any of that. I'm all hardware right now, so...
Apoc's back soon.
That's right.
Anyway.
What the hell?
Excellent. One more call?
Sure.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah,
why not?
One more call.
Ding, ding, ding.
Who is it?
Who will
call
it be?
Now, people. Oh,
oh,
there we go. I saw it flash. I swear I saw it flash.
No, I did as
well. I'm not insane.
It flashed,
right,
but made no noise.
Girl on the left, I beg to differ.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Nomad Garmal.
Hello, Nomad Garmal. I haven't heard you call in before. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, alrighty. And what's going on down there?
Oh, I was just calling to give Sean kudos on the Scientology thing.
Oh, I can always use more kudos.
You put him in his basement.
So you're not really big on the Scientology thing? It sounds like you've had some personal experience with it, or what?
Well, no, I don't have personal experience as a Scientologist. I've studied all the major religions, and... Scientology is not a religion. It's actually a freaking joke. You know, anyone that sat down and read this stuff and studied it will be able to tell you that basically all L. Ron Hubbard did was he took all the crap, put it into a nice little package, and made it sound as if it got some spiritual structure to it is all. You know, it's a bunch of crap.
Absolutely, and that is why we have to get this information out to people.
Right.
As part of the cyber culture, man. It's the only way that we can actually get things.
Right, you know, because basically you have people out there, not to be mean or anything, but...
We wouldn't want to be mean.
Right, but who are easily drawn into stuff like this.
No more victims.
Right, you know, and that was my whole point was, you know, you're right on the money with this.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't take much to see that it's a big joke.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, well, we got to move on. The show is over.
So say what the hell,
say
buddy.
What the hell.
What the hell.
The Noam Chomsky of Phonets. Okay. It is time to leave the show.
It's time to leave the show.
And,
actually, it was a pretty good show tonight.
Oh, it was very good.
Are you going to do the sound clip things where you have the hits from... Last week, you're going to be like a weak fuck and not do it. I'm totally hacking on you, eh? I've been just sticking knives in your eyes the whole night.
Yep, that's right.
I'm like, it's like Blade Sim night.
Just from you. Stop it.
Poor fucking guy.
Throwing something at me.
Oh, stay on your side of the car.
There's a line down the middle of the room, and Anki's got his feet over it.
So, tonight when we sign off, we're going to start a new thing. Tonight when we sign off, we have to have... the individual phrase. So our sign-off line...
What's my
is
individual
the,
phrase?
I don't know. You have to think about it right now.
Oh, okay.
Is it going to be the same thing every week, or is it going to be a new one?
It can be anything you want, Dad. Okay, provided
wow.
It's not racially incriminating. All right. So why don't we start with girl on the left. Dun, dun, dun. Sing.
Pressure's on.
Someone wrote a song about me.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
And then we have Enki sing...
What are you talking about? I don't touch myself.
And then we have Private Drexel saying...
Cars are fast.
And then we have Ronan Medic saying...
Mind that wolf, what wolf splat.
And then there's 200% Sexy Projectile Vomit Man saying... And what else would he say?
Of course.
And then we have goodbye from your old Uncle Dak saying,
look, a carrot.
Okay. And goodnight from me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, hey, I didn't kill a Scientologist. He was that way when I found him.
It was the new guy. He did it.
What? I didn't say that. I zoomed my stapler. Okay.
My stapler burned that place down.
Burn your temple down.
You know where the Scientologist building in Vancouver is, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the big mural on the side that says respect all religions.
Just real quick, tell them what they said about you again.
Oh,
this reminds the people.
Yeah, I took their 555-word questionnaire, 3.5 hours, and they sat me down. They told me that I needed to be more, what was exactly what it was? I need to work on my sense of humor, and I have to learn to be more outspoken. And I said, motherfucker...
You said, okay.
No, what I said, literally, is I went, motherfucker, if I wanted was any more outspoken, I would be in fucking jail.
And we're working towards that.
And we're working towards this.
We need to get out of the rain that day anyways. We were downtown.
Yeah.
So, something to do for 3 hours.
And it was cheap.
Yeah, nothing.
Did they pay you?
What's that?
Did they pay you to do that?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
No, but it's not
that
well,
they give you juice and cookies after?
This is how you join the cult. Okay,
like
you know what we need? We need BZ compound and... Oh, what's the universal solvent again?
Hit
my head.
DMSO?
DMSO.
We need to spray those two things inside there, and then the Scientologist will come out and kill a bunch of people. And then they won't be allowed back in Vancouver anymore.
Oh, fuck that. All you
collateral
need
damage.
All you need is an explosive raid yard fogger and a fucking match. Pitch. Fucking whoom! Fire cleanses. Oh, 3 inches of charcoal. Ding! The cookies are done,
man.
All right.
And this is Samarian saying tune in next week. We'll have more fun and hilarity.
And we don't advocate
all the
any
regulators.
Of the actions of which we discuss it.
Yeah. Disclaimer?
Yeah.
Disclaimer?
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
Oh, yeah, all this shit was for entertainment purposes. Don't kill anybody.
Don't kill anybody. Remember, don't kill anyone.
That's an awesome disclaimer. Hey, we're just fucking around.
We're just fucking around. That pretty much sums it up,
yeah,
huh?
That's, we should do that. We should make the.
Hey, we're
this
just fucking
the,
around.
What the hell? So we're just fucking around.
And it automatically kicks in like every 5 minutes.
Over
hey,
top.
Over
hey,
top.
Hey, we're just
we're
fucking,
just
around.
Fucking
we're
around.
Just, we're just fucking around here. Don't do anything. For God's sake, don't stand for anything. Someone might notice you.
Oh. If these idiots could pull this shit off, do you really think they'd be doing this show?
Well, well, it's kind of like, it's just a radio show. It's not like it's a front for a massive online counterculture organization meant
what?
To take over large, you know, sort of influential groups. What an idea.
Missile silos and two-headed cats.
Missile silos and two-headed cats.
Oh, what a fucking maroon.
Yeah. You can buy, in the Midwest, apparently, there's still lots of missile silos available, the horizontal launch kind. Where it's a little train that comes out.
Horizontal launch.
Yeah, this is amazing. It's little train tracks that go into the side of whatever
a
building.
Hill.
Yeah, and out of the side of the hill comes the train tracks. Up turns the missile and
it
launches.
It does turn up.
So cool. These silos.
A missile and a really big train set?
Woohoo! Woo!
Can't beat that.
I used to love my HOs when I was a kid, you know.
I don't want to. Okay, yeah. All right.
And we're out of here.
That's it.
Till next week. Six days,
home.
21 hours.
And brainwashing should be out sometimes early this
you
week.
You betcha. I
by
might
the way,
work
your Uncle Dak will be here every week from now on.
You
I have
promise?
Oh,
every
rapture.
Week? I have been excuse me for a second. I'm about to beat the man.
I have a knife. You're going to lose 50 pounds real fast if you jump on me.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to feed it to you.
What's that?
How long's the knife?
Long enough.
Long enough.
4 or 5 inches?
Got to dig pretty good.
It may only be 4 inches long, but I can wave it really fast. All right. So, good night from us.
And here's the outro.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.